Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump meets today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. They'll discuss implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. President Trump is sounding upbeat following his weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mr. Trump says we're closer than ever to a peace agreement to end the war in Ukraine.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We've made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff.
Earlier, the president had what he describes as an excellent two-and-a-half-hour phone call with Russian President Putin. In the air and on the sea, China's military is conducting live-fire drills off Taiwan. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is following developments from Beijing.
The Taiwanese military are using the People's Liberation Army drills to practice their own drills. So they're going to rehearse defending Taiwan in the face of a potential future attack from the mainland. Remember that officially, according to the government here, that Taiwan is a rogue province that really should be unified with the mainland, and that on Taiwan, now that it's a democratically governed island, the people there have again and again voted in these governments that have resisted unification with the mainland because they don't want to give up those freedoms.
Investigators are on the scene of yesterday's deadly mid-air collision of two helicopters over southern New Jersey. One pilot was killed, the other was critically injured. A powerful winter storm is bearing down on the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes before heading into the Northeast. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 11 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's been some light rain in the area this morning. Some of the roadways are a little bit damp, but you can imagine still very quiet, very early. We're not going to have much traffic through the area, but just damp enough that we could have a problem. Case in point, we had about 30 minutes ago a wreck on the JFX northbound, single vehicle involved near Ruxton Road. At one point, the early report said the vehicle was on its side. Not a big problem, not a big backup, but if you're going north of Northern Parkway, you're going out to the Beltway on the JFX at the bottom of the hill at Ruxton Road. Some activity in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police are investigating a weekend murder in Federal Hill. Officers were called to a parking lot in the 100 block of Cross Street just before 2 a.m. Sunday, where they found an unresponsive person lying on the ground. That victim had suffered an apparent gunshot wound to the upper body, and medics pronounced him dead at the scene. The parking lot belongs to the Federal Hill Preparatory School, and it's a block from the Cross Street Market. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor says a detainee died Saturday after suffering three cardiac medical emergencies over the last few weeks. Officials say George Kenny was serving time for driving while impaired when he was sent to the hospital and then pronounced dead. Initial investigations determined Kenny died of natural causes. And Maryland 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney introduced two measures that aim to block the addition of President Trump's name onto the Kennedy Center. McLean Delaney says the Federal Property Integrity Act would prohibit the renaming of any federal building, land, or other asset in honor of a sitting president. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it was a Christmas miracle in Cleveland.
Take a deep breath, Baltimore. Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun, looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset!
Jim Nance had the call on CBS, and what a performance by that Cleveland defense yesterday, holding the Steelers to under 300 yards of offense and just 3 for 18 on possession downs. 13-6, the final, the big upset. The Ravens' season is still alive. They'll play for the division title Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Here's reaction in the postgame from head coach Mike Tomlin at the podium in Cleveland.
Got to compliment those guys on an outstanding winning effort, and it's back to work for us. We've been here before, and so certainly we got a big week ahead of us, man, in a big game in Acushnet next weekend.
Indeed, it will be. It was the fourth straight time the Browns had beaten the Steelers in Cleveland. Meanwhile, in New Jersey yesterday, the Patriots with authority.
May on the rollout, on the move, throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown.
Adam Amin had the call on Fox. Five touchdown passes in all from Drake May as the Patriots beat the Jets 42-10 and coupled with Philly's 13-12 win over Buffalo gives New England their first AFC East title since 2019. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens find their cheese in Green Bay. And that is Stein on Sports.
Our HVAC pros, being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You are listening to Casey and Company as I adjust my microphone right here. This is Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company on WCBM. Remember, you can tune in 99.9 FM in Harford County. Of course, WCBM 680 on your radio dial. We are the right choice for Maryland. Don't forget, I want to plug the contact number. We're taking calls today, 410-922-6680. And the email is am680@wcbm.com. Of course, you can text in at any time with the WCBM mobile app. You can access that through the text line through the app on your cell. If you have not downloaded the WCBM app, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing out. Jonathan, the web guru, does an amazing job with that. We have a brand new, well, I say brand new, the app is fairly new. And you can listen really anywhere in the world to WCBM. I'm trying to log on in the studio here to make sure I can access the email. So that may be tough. I'm not exactly sure. We'll get it figured out. I'm filling in. This is the first time I've ever filled in for the entire 3 hours for Sean Casey. So it's an honor to be here. I hope Sean, I hope all of you had a Merry Christmas and, of course, Happy New Year to you all. We continue to enjoy the holiday season. We have an action-packed show today. So much to get to. I mean, we have this viral video. I'm sure anybody that attempts to check social media on somewhat of a regular basis has seen what is going down in Minnesota with this YouTube, I guess, citizen journalist. This guy has become overnight a national treasure. His name, I believe, is Nicholas Shirley. We'll have more on that for exposing, let's be honest, what we all know is true, and that is fraud, waste, and abuse that goes on in government. But in this case, this particular case, you will not believe when I cover this story, the scam that it looks and appears that they're allegedly running in Minnesota. And it deals specifically with the Somali community there. And I do not, maybe I'll find the audio. It's just amazing to me. I came across the, before I was prepping for the show today, a piece of audio over the weekend. I was talking to a buddy of mine. I'm like, can you believe this? It's the mayor of Boston. I have to find that audio. The mayor of Boston, just saying how, you know, what would Boston? Boston would be nothing without the influence of the Somali community. I mean, forget about the founding fathers, the Paul Revere's of the day, the, you know, the shots heard around the world at Lexington. No, it was the Somali community that built Boston. You cannot make this stuff up. Woo, I think the mayor's name. But anyway, hopefully I'll find that clip later on. So much to get to. Again, as I said, the fire department, well, where do we want to start here? Let's start, how about New York City? I mean, this one should come absolutely no surprise. So there's a new FDNY commissioner. No surprise to anybody paying attention here. One of the first big move from New York's brand new, the mayor-elect there. Of course, the far-left Democrat, Zohran Mamdani. That's, you know, the self-described Democratic Socialist who, I believe, takes the reins on January 1st. He's checking off the DEI boxes faster than you can say woke agenda, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have more on this in just a minute. But for now, we are checking into the one and only Chuck. I want to hear what you have to say, how your holiday's going. And let's start with traffic. Chuck, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, let's get that out of the way first. Had a little rain overnight, and there's a few more showers around. So the roadway conditions are wet. Not a lot of traffic. A couple of areas are a little busy. The BW Parkway right here through Fort Meade around Rundle Mills Boulevard. A little activity there. There was some minor slowing just on the outer loop as you're coming down from I-70 to Route 40. And about 5:30, a vehicle ran off the road, overturned on the JFX northbound near Ruxton Road. So all that activity is still there, but there's no traffic at all coming up from the city-county line that's having any problem. But you'll see the overhead sign right before Ruxton Road that says there is an incident ahead. So just watch your speed back down just a bit. All the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. How about you and the family? How'd you guys do?
Chuck, it was great. Unfortunately, though, waking up at 2:30 in the morning was not fun this morning, and a little bit congested, I guess, the winter cold going around. But other than that, feeling great. Lots to eat, lots of family and friends over the holiday, as usual. So it was, you know, we're very blessed. How about you? Great?
Well, first off, I'm loving these 2 day weeks
Yes, I hear
two
you.
2 days last week, 2 days this week.
I should have thought this through when what I'm off the first, but the second I agreed to come back in for Sean. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
It's, you should have me broker that stuff for you.
I need somebody to make the to negotiate these deals here with Sean Casey.
We thought about it. Last week we were off. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the day after, and then again this week, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and why come in Friday? There's no traffic.
What the hell was I thinking? On the second, that would have been a nice.
Call me the next time. I'll write you a letter or something. Yeah.
Well, what would I do without you, Chuck?
Yeah, it's it was two of my grandkids live about 20 minutes from me. One of them, my grandkids, is in Asheville, so I didn't get a chance to see her. But one's 4 years old, one's going to be 2 years old, and they're both running for county council.
About
5 years,
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, well, they're smart enough, right? I do believe right now they could take the Hillsborough County Council and turn it upside down.
Well, that's actually, just for the record, as Chuck, I know you're aware of this, but for those listening for the first time, I am also running for the Baltimore County Council.
That's right.
I may have a little more to say throughout the week on that, but I'm glad you... Go ahead, Chuck.
You have my support for that. You know that.
The Chuck endorsement. I'm not sure if that's going to help the poll numbers or not, but I'll take it.
Well, got a lot of folks up there follow what we do.
I know.
And they
follow
me on Facebook, so, when I check you off, they go with it.
I know, brother. I appreciate that, and we could use more like you up north. I appreciate you being here, Chuck. And wait till you hear some of these stories today. Thanks for the input, Chuck.
Yep. See you in a couple minutes. Yep.
All right. So what do we have here? We have back to Mondami. So again, the first big move from New York's brand new mayor elect here. The guy comes into office. He's checking off the DEI boxes already. He's tapped Lillian Bonsignor to run the FDNY. That's the largest fire department basically on the planet. And I want to play this report before I add some more commentary here. Let's play clip one of the FDNY and Mondami and the new hire.
Lillian Bonsignor is a career first responder. In just 9 days, she'll be running the world's busiest fire department, one of the most important appointments of the incoming administration.
And they deserve a leader who cares about their work because she did it herself, who understands every detail, and who will fight tirelessly to empower FDNY and make it the best firefighting force in the world.
Lillian Bonsignor began her career as an EMT in 1991 and was ultimately promoted to chief of the city's EMS division, where she served for 3 years before retiring in 2022. Although she never served as a firefighter, she's confident that won't matter.
I know the job. I know what the firefighters need, and I can translate that to this administration who's willing to listen. I know what EMS needs. I have been EMS for 30-plus years.
Bonsignor is a trailblazer for the LGBTQ community, who will serve as the FDNY's first openly gay commissioner. She's a highly respected, detail-oriented manager whose style has been compared to NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who will remain in her post in the new administration.
Okay, where do we start there? I think probably the first part to really highlight is when the reporter says, although she's never served as a firefighter, but she's confident that that won't matter. Bonsignori is a trailblazer for the LGBTQ community who will serve as the FDNY's first openly gay commissioner. That's the quote from the report. What the hell does that have to do with firefighting? What the hell does that have to do with leading the world's largest firefighting force? Now, she is a 31-year veteran, no doubt about that. She rose through the EMS side, and she is the second woman after Laura Kavanaugh to run the FDNY. I'm not downplaying the significance of her experience with the EMS, because that is very important, and that is where they get, I believe, most of their calls. And I'm going to go into detail just how large that you have, or how large the FDNY is, because I think that that is something that is, you really need to correlate just the responsibilities of county and city government. It's not just politics. And again, it's one of the things that I'm going to emphasize when I run for the Baltimore County Council. But here's the thing. She's never been a firefighter. That's zero experience fighting fires, running in the burning buildings. Zero experience leading the bravest on whether it's those structural fire calls that have made the FDNY legendary. Again, EMS, huge. They handle most of the calls, but now she's tasked with heading the entire department. And that is something that traditionally comes from the firefighting ranks. Elon Musk even weighed in on this, saying basically, I mean, flat out, Elon Musk came out and said people could die because of this. Proving firefighter experience matters when lives are on the line. We all know that. It's common sense. And Mondami obviously couldn't help himself here, could he? I mean, he had to bypass all those, I'm sure. I mean, if I had to guess, there has to be thousands of battle-tested, probably, well, you know, straight white males should never apply to these jobs anymore. Probably men with decades of fire experience on their side, but the liberal LGBTQ woman with no firefighting experience, I mean, you just have to ask yourself, and I wish her the best. I wish the most for her. I hope that she does an amazing job. I could care less whether she's LGBTQ or anything else. I just wonder and hope that this is not identity politics over merit. I mean, when you hear that the person that's running, getting ready to run the most or the largest, most significant fire department in the entire country, if not the world, has no firefighting experience. I mean, this is what far left liberal Democrats often do. We've seen it time and time again, where quotas and stereotypes, they are put ahead, in some cases, even of heroes who potentially have kept New York City safe for decades. I mean, is this the right person to help lead these firefighters? I really question whether that's the case. Again, I hope she does an amazing job. I hope this was the wrong thing to even bring up. But either way, God help the city with under Mondami. New Yorkers deserve better than this guy. They certainly, and this goes for every city in the country, every county in the country, enough with the DEIs, enough with the social experiments and public safety, that's for sure. But I want to go, actually, let's get Mark's take on this. Mark from Baltimore has a comment. Mark, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yes, good morning and shalom. By the way, go Ravens. Thank you. Let me just simply tell you what's happening. I was expecting, after the horrible win by this you-know-what back in November, I was expecting great immigration down to here in Baltimore or to Florida. And, you know, like our Jewish forebears did in the 1890s when they came from Eastern Europe to the United States. And that has not happened. I was very shocked. I don't know what people are waiting for up in New York when this transition occurs this coming Thursday, January 1st. This is what happens.
Mark, hold your thought. We're going to bring you back if you can after the break. I'm just getting.
I will try to hold.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. I'm just getting used to these cues here, but you're listening to WCBM Casey and Company.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everybody. Nina Mangione and Chuck, what's going on with the traffic?
Minor accident still there. Vehicle actually was on its roof. Northbound JFX at Ruxton Road. So again, if you're coming up from the city-county line from Northern Parkway, room to get by. Not a big problem, but you'll find the flashing lights. You'll see the overhead sign just around Old Pimlico Road warning you that the accident is up in that area. Both the tunnels with the lanes open. A few brake lights just on the outer loop of the Beltway approaching Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, our Fox Baltimore News weather forecast. Mild to start with a few showers with temps in the 50s. Getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So, sorry about that, Mark. Can you hear me? Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Can you hear me?
I do. I'm just getting used to these cues here. I haven't been behind this microphone for a long time, well, especially hosting the show for Sean Casey. So welcome back. Continue with your point, Mark.
And, we'll do it. By the way, I want to wish you Mark Stover doing your first 3-4 hours.
Thank you.
To our city, state, country, et cetera. Now, the point is this. This is going to be really disastrous. There's just too many, more than 2,000 points I could say about this you-know-what that's coming into office on Thursday. But the one thing you got to remember also is that in Muslim countries, you mentioned about the GBLTQ+, they wouldn't even, the GBLTQ+ community wouldn't even exist. It would be kicked off or knocked off buildings. So the point is, because, and that's, you have to understand, this is the mentality. He's using it as a show, and then somewhere we will see Sharia courts coming on later on down the line. He's like they have in other places around the country, unfortunately. You get the idea of what I'm saying?
No, Mark, I appreciate your point, and I think you're right. Mondami is destined to be a disaster, and let's be honest, policies like his have never worked. This is a guy who has a radical background, both politically, whether it's with Islamic terrorists that he wouldn't renounce, whether it was policies of taxing white neighborhoods more, his policies on lack of really enforcement on criminal justice. I mean, across the spectrum, this guy, and it was all right there for the voters of New York City to see. So thank you for the call, Mark. And I just want to get into real quick about the size and scope. This is why it's so important, not just from a political, ideological standpoint, but that you put competent people in there, people who have ran, whether it's cities or governments or businesses. This guy, he had no background whatsoever in business. I believe he was in their General Assembly, their version of it in New York. But the FDNY, firefighting personnel, 11,000. EMS personnel, 4,500. The civilian employees, 2,000. Firehouse stations, 250 plus. Ambulances, 450 plus. Listen to this. Combined FDNY fire and EMS emergency calls for 2024. 2,300,000 plus. The overall annual incident total recent years, 1.8 to 2.3 million. EMS volume, the EMS medical emergencies from 2024, 1.6 million. I mean, you get the gist here. I mean, life-threatening EMS calls 2024, 600,000 plus. Average daily EMS calls over 4,361 per day. I mean, this is an incredible responsibility. And the fact that the list goes on here. I mean, serious fire and emergencies requiring significant fire response, 2,158. The average ambulance time is 11 minutes, 21 seconds. All I'm saying is, in many fire departments, chiefs traditionally have firefighting experience. They're expected to understand the fire operations firsthand. In this case, the individual, the EMS background, which is significant, but it seems like the highlight being the fact that they're part of the LGBTQ community. And that seems to be one of the main reasons. And again, another quota as to why Mondami would make that higher. So anyway, moving on, we have lots to get to today, including, you know, obviously Happy New Year to everyone, New Year's Eve. Speaking of New York, other big cities in the U.S. and across the world, I have a clip I'm about to play for you, but here we go again. Unfortunately, speaking of radical Islamic terrorism, rearing its ugly head again, doing what it does best, these Islamists, spreading fear, bloodshed, chaos, forcing the world in many situations, many examples, to cancel celebrations and live in the shadow, really, of these threats from these barbaric jihadists. Some of the great cities on earth, like Paris, of course, the City of Lights, Paris, Sydney, Australia, that iconic harbor, even Tokyo, they're scaling back outright, canceling some of the New Year's Eve events because of the ever-present danger from Islamist extremists. Yep. And that's, I mean, everybody in the audience should be careful. If you have New Year's plans, I hope you have fun plans. If you're going down to the city, wherever you may go, of course, be careful. But if you're going to be in a major city, be it Baltimore or New York, wherever, Chicago, wherever it may be, stay safe, be vigilant out there, keep a close eye out. I mean, when you're reading about, I mean, Paris scrapped the big live concert on the Champs-Élysées due to the sky-high terror alerts, groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Let's see. There's Sydney right after the, remember this horrific ISIS-inspired massacre at Bondi Beach during the Hanukkah event. 15 innocent people gunned down. I'll have more on that in just a moment, but let's go check in with our local and national news.
Well, good morning. I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines. Police are investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore's Gay Street neighborhood on Friday night that left one man dead and another critically injured. Police were called to the scene on East Madison shortly before 9 o'clock. They found two men, a 57-year-old and a 34-year-old, suffering from gunshot wounds. The older man died at a hospital. The second man is in stable but critical condition. City police arrested two suspects after a shots fired incident in Northeast Baltimore. Police responded to the 6,000 block of Bel Air Road shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday after two women reported that someone fired guns at them. The victims were not injured. Police arrested a 42-year-old man and a 37-year-old woman in the area. Both of them allegedly had handguns. A spokesman with U.S. Park Police says an officer is recovering after being injured while hit by a vehicle. The officer was checking out a disabled vehicle Saturday when an oncoming car hit both a cruiser and a marked patrol car. The officer was sent to the hospital. Both drivers are suspected of driving while impaired and were arrested. A Hagerstown man sentenced to 100 years in prison for a 2023 shooting that killed a man and seriously injured a woman. Brian Christopher Francis was convicted by a jury earlier this month, and the judge gave him credit for the 727 days he served behind bars before the trial. The shooting on Brinker Drive in Hagerstown claimed the life of Elijah Raphael. Madalena Chobanita survived multiple gunshot wounds. And beginning January 1st, a new Maryland law requires cosmetologists, barbers, and nail techs to take a domestic violence awareness course. The training includes guidance on recognizing the signs of domestic violence, strategies to navigate conversations with possible victims, and the knowledge of resources and support groups. Up next, we take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Imagine actually feeling very bright and healthy this holiday season. Right now, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements. You can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. Customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, and advanced probiotic blends with natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3, 866. The pick 4, 0649. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're in Annapolis now looking at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. All the lanes are open. After that, we're clear from there. Litchie Highway, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. No problems at all. Both the tunnels still running with the lanes clear. Moderate to heavy traffic right now. Southbound, no issues at all. One single vehicle accident about an hour ago, still there, northbound JFX at Ruxton Road. Room to get by, but heads up if you're traveling north from the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, the big news, of course, in these parts is that the Ravens are still alive for the AFC playoffs.
Derrick Henry with a hole. Derrick Henry! Touchdown! His fourth of the night!
And what a game it was. Noah Eagle had the call on Peacock, and it was an historic night for Derrick Henry. 216 yards and four scores as the Ravens ran all over Green Bay at Lambeau Field. 41-24 was the final. Baltimore's win Saturday night, coupled with the Steelers' loss yesterday to the Browns, sews up a winner-take-all Ravens-Steelers matchup this Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Post-game reaction from Green Bay. First from head coach John Harbaugh.
Just a heart-defining win is what that was. The type of win that makes you proud to be a Raven, makes you proud to be with these guys every single day, starting with Derrick Henry and Tyler Huntley.
And not only that, but somebody's got to turn off that phone behind him. About Tyler Huntley, Snoop called upon with Lamar out, the game of his life. Nothing spectacular, but everything on point.
Just really all week he's been preaching that we know what we got to do. We got to go win. So, you know, it wasn't nothing short. I wrote that in my notes. So we got to go win this week, and that's what we did.
And then the king in the postgame giving credit where credit was due.
Shout out to everybody blocking offensive line, tight ends, fullback, receivers, selfishness for us to have success in the run game. It starts with them. It takes all 11.
1 week after not getting the ball at all in crunch time, the king got the ball all night. A career-high 36 carries. Henry now the 10th leading rusher of all time, the 5th leading touchdown maker of all time, and with 7, surpassing Walter Payton and O.J. Simpson for the most career games with 200 yards plus. So the NFL once again gets what they want. Ravens and Steelers for the AFC North title. In Pittsburgh on Sunday night, and in prime time, scripted to a T, or was it? Elsewhere in the NFL, Patriots clinched the East for the first time since 2019. The Broncos clinched the West for the first time since 2015. And the Niners come back to beat the Bears 42-38, setting up a Niners-Seahawks showdown Saturday night for the NFC West. To baseball we go, with the Orioles making news once again, bringing back Zach Eflin on a one-year deal for $10 million, mutual option for 2027. The right-hander finishing 6-5 a year ago with a .593 earned run average, missed the season's final 2 months. The time now is 6:37, when we return, a fitting end to a weird season.
Retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, first of all, Nino, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes, you as well.
Yeah. And, everything good with the family?
Everything's great.
Good.
And I know you might have a second to go with your report, but wow, what a game in Cleveland yesterday.
Unbelievable. It's funny. My wife, who's not a football fan, and I were watching it together. I said, come on, just watch it with me, you know? She says, but it's not even the Ravens.
Okay? It was just like a Ravens playoff
exactly.
game. Exactly. I'm walking around the grocery store. I just subscribed to watch that show, Landman, on Paramount Plus.
Love it.
Great show. I'm like, hell, now I got Paramount. I can watch the stream while I'm walking around the grocery store. I run into a buddy of mine. He's talking to me. I'm like, I can't hear you. I got the game on. What a finish. And then Rodgers comes back at the very end,
final
all
drive,
the way down
right.
with ease, and then four missed opportunities to tie it. Ravens got a gift there. What a game.
Yeah.
What a course against Pittsburgh.
You know, that the play to Freiermuth, I don't know if you saw it or not, that got him down there. It was like a 40-yard play from the 50 to the 10. And I turned to my wife and I said, Julie, you know, this is the way the NFL scripts it, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't do it all game long. And then with a minute to play and no timeouts, here it comes. But anyway, yeah, great finish. You know, I said it's a weird ending to, I should say, a fitting ending to a weird season. This has been a weird season. This has been like four seasons in one for the Ravens. They terrible in the beginning. They picked it up in the middle. Terrible towards the end. And now Green
injuries.
Bay.
And then, like you just mentioned, I mean, Huntley had the game of his life without a doubt. He looked like a veteran quarterback who's played in this situation many a times. What a game! But of course, Henry, obviously.
I mean, Henry was the key. But geez. but Huntley, though, and I think the announcers mentioned this a couple times. Nothing spectacular, but the right play at the
exactly.
right time. And I've always said that about Lamar. As spectacular as Lamar is, and all the great things he does with his legs and with his arm, he just has sometimes. He stays in the pocket a little bit too long to try to make the big play, and it doesn't happen, and the Ravens fall. But that's not Huntley. Huntley on Saturday night did everything he needed to do to just win the game.
And then, I mean, what a specimen Derrick Henry. I mean, here's a guy that large, to be that big and that strong, yet to have that endurance, to have that speed. And, I mean, you're not a spring chicken in your early 32, 33.
Could be 32 what, in a week,
32
I think,
in the NFL.
Right.
And for him to put on a performance like that, amazing.
And just a final thought, did you see the get off my lawn stiff arm?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Are you kidding me?
He threw that guy
down.
He
was like a gnat.
Unbelievable.
All right, man.
Thank you, Gary. We'll check in with you in a little bit. So I was, before the sports update and the weather and news, I was talking about a little bit with the ongoing terror threat that's making its way around. And this is, I wanted to highlight this. Actually, do you have, let's play the news report clip, Michelle, if we can.
Chicago officials are sounding the alarm ahead of New Year's Eve. Law enforcement agencies warning this week that large celebrations, including fireworks events, could be an attractive target for terrorists, saying there are no specific threats, but they are monitoring risks such as vehicle ramming attacks or the use of drones. And in New Orleans, city officials are requesting heightened security after the FBI stopped a threat targeting Border Patrol agents. Authorities say the suspect is allegedly affiliated with an extremist group known as Turtle Island Liberation Front, the same group tied to an alleged New Year's Eve bomb plot in Southern California. Four alleged members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction, providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, and possession of unregistered firearms. According to court documents, the defendants described plans they intended to implement following the New Year's Eve's bombings, including their plans to target U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, and vehicles with firearms and pipe bombs to take some of them out and scare the rest of them. And overseas, seven countries are canceling their New Year's Eve plans, citing safety concerns.
So there you have it. Islamists doing what they do best. Just threatening to terrorize the entire world, really. Again, you have Sydney, Australia, Tokyo, Paris. You had these ISIS-inspired attacks in Australia not long ago. 15 innocent people gunned down, Jews celebrating their faith. They had to cancel their New Year's parties out of respect for the victims in Australia. Tokyo nixing its famous countdown, citing the crowd risk that could turn deadly. Here in America, Chicago and New Orleans are on high alert, beefing up security after plots linked to radical extremists. I mean, everywhere you go, these Islamists are a threat to the safety and well-being of the free world. It's unbelievable. Law enforcement says these crowd celebrations are an attractive target for lone wolves or ISIS-inspired fanatics. Let's see. Not taking any chances. That's the reality we face. We've been warning about for years. And this is part of an unchecked immigration or migration from regions that breed this Islamic ideology. And what you do is you import this violence right to our doorsteps. That's what we're dealing with these terrorist thugs. We'll be back in just a moment with more on this. Let's check in with our traffic from Chuck Whitaker.
The early ride still looks good. Again, there's some rain that has gone through the area. Very light rain. Most of that now is moving away. I just looked at the radar out in the western part of the state. There's a line now in Hagerstown going down into West Virginia that somewhere along the line might get here before the rush hour is over. So we'll keep an eye on that. But definitely some heavier weather out in the western part of the state. Looking live, we're right here now at both the toll plazas at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and on 95 and 895. No problems at all.
395 looks good. Still working on the wreck. About an hour, maybe hour 20 minutes ago, overturned vehicle northbound JFX. The investigation there at Ruxton Road, and there is room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, our Fox Baltimore weather forecast, mild to start, a few showers with temps in the 50s. Says getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So we were discussing these jihadists, these terrorist thugs, and really how they're enablers. I mean, this is what happens. We enable this into our country. They obviously do not assimilate. They bring their hate, their threats. And then what we see in places like Dearborn, Michigan, we're seeing it in places of Minnesota, which I'm going to cover that story. I mean, wait again next hour when I bring up this fraud, this alleged fraud in Minnesota. But you have demands for Sharia law over our freedoms. And this is everywhere in the world where these, I guess you could say, mass migration of the Muslim population demands for freedom, or for Sharia law over our freedom, and we don't have to live like this, folks. Not if we're willing to get serious. I mean, this is a situation, again, comes down to securing the border, deport those who shouldn't be here. I mean, we need to look at the real threats, like President Trump did this years ago, without apology from some of these areas that, you know, have Islamic terrorist threats. Some of these Middle Eastern countries and others. Remember, the terrorists knew he wasn't allowing the importation of these migrants from these areas. It's just smart common sense. I mean, we need strong leaders who put America in the West first. Enough with the open door policies that really let the wolves in among the sheep. So again, stay vigilant out there, especially in our big cities on New Year's. We pray for the victims of terrorism that, I mean, really wasn't long ago, especially Australia. Of course, honor our law enforcement for doing the tough job around the clock, keeping watch. Let's hope that we put an end to these madness policies and we're able to celebrate and keep our time-honored traditions, like New Year's Eve, for God's sakes, being safe. So this is the perfect tweet with this. We mass import radical Islam to the West, place them all on welfare immediately, gain nothing at all in value from their presence, and in return we have to give up our best culture in fear they may attack us. In what world is this considered a fair trade-off? Great point. Great point. But some positive news before I get to that, here's a great email from Michael. The NFL, so our conversation with Gary and I here, the NFL will make the Super Bowl pay-per-view sooner than later. You know, Michael's probably right. I wouldn't be surprised at all. It all always comes down to the dollar, which is why you've seen them taking and even considering, I believe I read somewhere, they were considering having a Super Bowl somewhere in a foreign country, which is just the thought of that is outrageous. But nowadays, I mean, you have to subscribe to what, like a Paramount Plus, like I did to watch a game, or Netflix, which is a subscription. All types of, if you want to watch all these games, you better be paying a bundle in different TV subscriptions. But, all right, back to this next story I want to highlight. Some good news. Actually, this is some great news, and it's actually something I'm quite surprised about here, that Gen Z, what is Gen Z? It's the birth years 1997 to 2012, so roughly 13 to 28 years old. This is the first generation to grow up with really widespread internet and smartphones, of course, social media, really from childhood on. And this is the generation that came of age really after 9/11. So they've seen big shifts globally, technologically, early in life, probably the most digitally native generation, so to speak, to date. And what is going on here? Well, in this blessed Christmas season, we celebrate the birth, of course, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is uplifting news that I wouldn't have expected. And especially over the darkness we've seen throughout the years, We've heard lots of doom and gloom, young people glued to smartphones and drowning in social media, nonsense on TikTok and all of that. And I'll admit, many a times I get hooked on social media, and there's lots of godless junk on the internet 24/7. But experts, they predicted Gen Z and millennials would be the most secular generation ever, abandoning church, faith, family values. But listen to this, the latest data from the respected Barna Group is blowing that narrative out of the water here. For the first time in decades, it's younger folks, Gen Z and millennials, who are leading the charge back to church. Yeah, that's right here. It says these digital natives raised with screens in their hands from day one are now the most regular church goers in America, outpacing boomers and even the silent generation who used to fill the pews. We'll have more on this story in just a moment, but that is truly surprising. It's uplifting. It's great news, especially in this Christmas holiday season. You are listening to Nino Mangione on Casey & Company, WCBM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Casey & Company. I am Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey this week. Lots to discuss today. I was just going over this great news about these youngsters, so to speak. I guess I can call them that now. Really going back to church in numbers no one would have ever expected. You have this report. The 2025 State of the Church report shows Gen Z churchgoers attending nearly two weekends a month, almost double what they were doing back in 2020. And it's millennials right behind them. And get this, it's especially young men driving this resurgence, closing the old gender gap where women used to dominate attendance. So despite all of the woke ideology out there, which is extremely prevalent, especially on social media, all over our regular media, I should say, and atheism pushed in schools and the endless distractions online especially. And again, this is the online generation. The kids or younger adults, I should say, are hungering really for something real, and they're turning to scripture and moral compass and Christianity and the community of faith that the founding fathers built this nation on. So, well, what's the cause? I'm not sure. We'd love to hear what you have to say. 410-922-6680. It's certainly great to have influence like, God rest his soul, Charlie Kirk, who was really pushing faith and family and these traditional values. But we'll get to that and more just a minute. But for now, let's check in with traffic and weather. Chuck?
All right. The JFX wreck northbound at Ruxton Road now has been cleared. That vehicle has been towed away. Back to normal there on the northbound side. Traffic much lighter than usual. As you might expect, it's going to be that way all week long. Another holiday, of course, right in the middle of the week.
good to go right now. There has been a few rain showers passing by. More rain, a heavier rain out in the western part of the state. But for right now, no issues on the Beltway. Everybody's clear, and we're good to go right now. Moving south, and we're looking at you live. No problems at all at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, our weather update here. Mild to start, few showers with temps in the 50s. Windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So, yeah, it was voices like Charlie Kirk, who obviously influenced an entire generation of young people. I mean, here's a guy who fearlessly proclaimed Jesus really as the way and truth. And we saw so many clips, especially that went viral after the tragic, well, the murder of Charlie, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He really did inspire, I would say, a whole generation. I mean, then Franklin Graham and other pastors and mentors have stepped up. I mean, Franklin Graham's been around forever. And I believe we have a clip on him. Do we have that clip of his? Let's play Franklin Graham.
And the millennials have been fed the lie of socialism. And socialism is basically anti-God. And they've been turned off, I think, by this. And they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more. And so, yes, they're going to church, but Bible sales are up. So they're buying Bibles. They're reading for themselves. They're going to church. And I think Charlie Kirk's assassination and the man supposedly who killed him said that too many people were listening to Charlie Kirk and he wanted to shut him up.
Now, just it's an interesting clip, and I'm certainly not perfect myself and need to do better in this regard about church, but nobody's saying these young people are perfect and that they'll live these perfect, biblically virtue, flawless lives, but having a religious moral foundation and the Judeo-Christian compass guiding the decisions on life and family, right and wrong, this is much needed in our society to build a strong society is exactly what America needs to get back on track and away from the chaos that's, especially after the Biden years. And these are the values that made us great this Christmas. I mean, thank God for this revival among the youth, and let's pray it continues to grow and these young people turn their hearts to faith, because this is how we go back to that American golden age, as Trump would say, the president. And, you know, I say Merry Christmas to everybody on this, because this is truly a great blessing. So from a blessing to not so much, although it is great to see that Nancy Pelosi, this is going to be her last year. I'll have more on that, but let's take a call. Let's check in with Bob in Germany. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Bob. Or I guess I should say good afternoon and you in Germany.
Yeah, it's just about 1 o'clock in the afternoon over here.
Where are you in Germany, Bob?
Yeah.
Where in Germany?
I'm about 25 miles northeast of Frankfurt, a little town called Büdingen.
Wow. Well, were you listening on the WCBM stream, I take it?
On my internet radio.
Ah, there you go.
I listen every day, and I used to live in East Baltimore, down between Highland Town and Dundalk, and I've been listening to WCBM. Oh, I can't remember when it started, but I was probably a teenager.
Well, thank you for listening, Bob, and I appreciate you calling in this morning. Just to remind the audience, 410-922-6680 is our call. And you wanted to discuss Mondami, the mayor of, soon to be mayor of New York, backing Sharia law. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about that subject. He's backing these people who themselves backed Sharia law. I just heard on your newscast that this thing is spreading all over the country, demands by the Muslim communities for Sharia law to be instituted in their neighborhoods. What is Mondami and all these other leaders who are LGBTQ, what are they going to say, and how are they going to justify it when these Sharia courts end up causing homosexuals and lesbians to be thrown off of roofs because of their sexual preferences? How are they going to cover themselves after they back these people, these Sharia law courts? How are they going to justify their backing of these people when Sharia law causes his own people to be murdered, thrown off of roofs just because they're of a sexual preference other than themselves?
Bob, excellent point. I appreciate the call. I appreciate it very much, calling all the way from Germany. And you make these points. I mean, this is a mayor, or soon-to-be mayor, who members of his transition team included people with radical anti-Jewish ties. This is a guy who would not denounce some of these. You know, there was a guy that, a figure that he would not denounce who had been labeled by some sources as linked to extremism in context of the 1993 World Trade Center case. Mondami described the guy as a respected community leader. Yeah. Yeah, come on now. There's plenty more about Mondami, but this is what passes in the United States right now as the future leaders in these Democrat socialist cities that are supposed to take us into the next generation of leadership. That is what passes for today's Democrats. You're listening, Nino Mangione on Casey and Company. We'll be back next hour with a lot more.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Could the new year bring an end to the war in Ukraine? President Trump is sounding cautiously optimistic. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports on the president's weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Donald Trump hosted the Ukrainian leader for talks in Florida, declaring that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace deal. However, both leaders acknowledge that difficult issues remain, including whether Russia can keep Ukrainian territory it controls. President Trump insisted that both countries want peace, but warned that negotiations could still break down. After their meeting, the two presidents called European leaders to discuss the latest developments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago. The two leaders will discuss implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. China is again flexing its military muscle near Taiwan, with its army and navy conducting drills off the self-governed island that Beijing claims as its own.
Officials in Beijing say the purpose of this move is to warn against what it calls separatist and external interference forces. But Taiwanese officials say they're placing their forces on alert. They also call the Beijing government the biggest destroyer of peace. The drills come after Beijing expressed anger at American arms sales to Taiwan.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Tens of millions of Americans are under winter storm advisories, watches, or warnings as a potent winter storm moves across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes, with the Northeast next in line. Along with a lot of snow, the storm is packing fierce winds and dangerously cold temperatures. The South is experiencing severe thunderstorms as a sharp cold front descends, putting an end to unseasonably mild temperatures. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Candles were lit on Bondi Beach by families, by children, by people of faith to celebrate a festival of light, a festival from Bible times. One that Jesus himself celebrated, but instead of light, there was darkness, violence, fear, hatred, showing itself at a time meant for prayer and rejoicing. You know, it's times like this that remind us that even with a ceasefire in Israel, Jewish people are being targeted simply because of their faith. And at times like this, it also reminds us why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews exists, to stand in the gap, providing safety and security to God's people. The fellowship brings together Christians and Jews to be a light to suffering Jews in Israel, the former Soviet Union, or wherever the needs are greatest. Today, Jewish people around the world face these threats and are so grateful for their Christian friends who stand with them. To find out how you can take part in this holy work, visit urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Some light rain still moving through some of the areas across the northern tier right now in Carroll
and into Harford County, Baltimore County. Very light rain there. More of a heavier rain out in the far western part of the state. Probably will not get here before the rush hour is over. But the roadway conditions are still a bit damp. No issues right now. Nothing major. All the major highways are clear. Just looked at the VW Parkway. No problems there. Capitol Beltway with the lanes open. 95 between the two beltways running right now at the posted limit around the Howard County and the Prince George's County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police are investigating a weekend murder in Federal Hill. Officers were called to a parking lot in the 100 block of Cross Street just before 2 a.m. Sunday, where they found an unresponsive person lying on the ground. The victim had suffered an apparent gunshot wound to the upper body, and medics pronounced him dead at the scene. The parking lot belongs to the Federal Hill Preparatory School, and it's just a block from the Cross Street Market. The victim's name and age have not been released. A man is facing charges after allegedly kidnapping a 13-year-old girl from Kentucky and bringing her to Maryland. The U.S. Marshals Service worked with Montgomery County Police to arrest 37-year-old Christian Alexander Delgado on Friday. Investigators say the young girl was reported missing from Rockcastle County, Kentucky, October 14th. A tip led authorities to the 12,000 block of Dalewood Drive in Silver Spring, where the girl was found and Delgado was arrested. He will be extradited to Kentucky, where he's expected to face kidnapping and other charges. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Download to see if you qualify for Albert Instant Advance. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription is required for Instant Advance. Please see the Albert app or Albert.com for subscription pricing. Subscriptions can be canceled at any time.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? You can get up to a $1,000 advance fast to pay for car repairs, bills, rent, groceries, whatever you need. Plus, Albert can help you find ways to save and give you a custom budget to actually grow your money.
Albert can get me up to $1,000?
Exactly. But they do more than get you up to $1,000. Albert is your financial assistant, helping you budget, save, and spotting you money in a pinch.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000 for your bills, rent, groceries, and more. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000. Use code MONEY to get up to $1,000.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Got two words for you at 705 on a Monday morning, and that is Derrick Henry.
From the 29, pitch it to him. Good block by Ricard. Henry gets to the outside. Here's the speed by Henry. Down the sideline, he's tripped up. Henry to the outside. Henry, stiff arm, get off me. Derrick Henry with a hole. Derrick Henry, touchdown, his fourth of the night.
Noah Eagle had the calls on Peacock. It was all Derrick Henry all night in Green Bay. 216 yards and the four touchdowns, leading Baltimore back from the graveyard. 41-24 over the Packers, and coupled with Pittsburgh's loss yesterday, right back into the playoff picture. After the game Saturday night, Snoop Huntley had a feeling about the King.
Right when he touched that ball, I was like, yeah, they not ready. They not ready. And he ran straight downhill. Our lineman's blocked. Our tight ends, receivers, they blocked. And then, you know, that was, and everybody executed. So.
And as per VegasInsider.com, the Ravens enter Sunday night as a 4.5-point favorite against the Steelers. And a couple significant notes for Pittsburgh. Wide receiver DK Metcalf will miss the season finale because of that suspension sustained in the Lions game. We saw how much he was missed yesterday in Cleveland. Tight end Darnell Washington, the big load, almost 300 pounds, broke his arm in the Browns game. His status is TBD. Wide receiver Calvin Austin, also TBD, with a hamstring. And maybe most of all, pass rusher TJ Watt with a collapsed lung, also highly unlikely to play on Sunday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, concerns, though, do linger about the Ravens' defense. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, the number here, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Lots to get to this hour, including Nancy Pelosi, good riddance. We have great positive border news. Thank you, President Trump, for doing what was really not that difficult. It was just actually wanting and having the drive and desire to do so, and that is closing and fixing the border, the illegal immigration problem. We have some numbers there that summarize 2025. Choose your fake news coming up at 7:45. Governor Wes Moore and the Democrat supermajority. You're not going to want to miss this story. I'm going to break it down from my perspective as a delegate. Yes, I am a member of the Maryland House of Delegates. I represent, as a delegate, District 42A, North Baltimore County. So I'll give you my inside take on that later today in the show, later this morning. But let's get back to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, what a gem. She's pretty much halfway out the door, yet she can't help but lie as she exits. Nancy Pelosi trying to rewrite history as she embarrassed herself back in 2020. Remember the former speaker? She was being interviewed just this past weekend. She revealed that she did not intend to tear up President Donald Trump's 2020 State of the Union address. Remember how viral that went when she sat behind the president, ripping up the text of the address as she was the Speaker of the House? Well, she was one with Jonathan Carl, the ABC News, I guess, analyst here. And she said that defining moment in her relationship with President Trump, well, it was spontaneous. Yeah, she says people like the tearing up of the speech. She said, I didn't intend to go to the speech to tear it up. It was just, I tore a page because he was lying, she said. And then the next page and the next page. I thought it was a manifesto of lies all throughout, so I better tear up the whole speech. And then she says, now the speeches are on strong paper, so you have to do it a few times to get it done. But I had no intentions of doing that. I thought my staff was going to die, Pelosi said. She, of course, announced in November that she would not seek re-election. At that time, GOP leaders condemned the act, rightfully so, as a disgrace that dishonored the House. The House released a statement at the time accusing Pelosi of disrespecting the individuals honored in that speech. Remember, the Tuskegee Airmen were honored. A child born at 21 weeks was honored, but that meant hell, nothing to Pelosi. Even Liz Cheney, the anti-Trump Liz Cheney at the time, said it was a very moving speech. In stark contrast, Pelosi had her tantrum. She disgraced herself. Steve Scalise called Pelosi's actions, again, disgraceful. It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the name of the military servicemen and women the country was watching, and it was unbecoming of the speaker. So that's exactly why I wanted to highlight this story. Number one, good riddance to Pelosi, but the hypocrisy on full display here. These are the same people. Never forget this moment, because they're the same people who lecture nonstop about President Trump and his decorum and the norms, how unpresidential Trump can be. And there may be times we're saying to ourselves, come on, Donald, come on. Do you have to say that? Do you have to do this or that? But remember, this is where and who the Democrats are, who sit there and yell and scream, and they're the ones who started all this. They're the ones who took it so far. And I'll have just another example to point out Pelosi's hypocrisy. But for now, let's check in with the traffic and weather. Chuck, what do we have?
All right, we're a little bit slow on the Bay Bridge. We had about 10 minutes ago, there was reported some debris on the main span westbound. Looks like it was there just long enough to give us a little bit of a backup, and now it's recovering. I'm looking at the traffic about mid-span and then over towards Sandy Point. The pace is picking up, and then the traffic at the back end of all of that back towards the area coming off of Route 8 and then moving northbound on the main span is definitely clearing out. So, yeah, it was there just long enough to give us a little bit of a slow down. After that, the traffic over to the Severn River Bridge is running okay, and I-97 looks good right at the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's weather, mild to start with a few showers with temps in the 50s. Getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. That's the Fox Baltimore weather forecast. So I was talking about Nancy Pelosi again. These are the people, the same people lecturing Americans nonstop about President Trump's decorum. Well, Pelosi was the Speaker of the House at that time on national TV. She was ripping up the President of the United States State of the Union speech, throwing a temper tantrum. She was always a partisan activist, really, Pelosi. And she sits there. I mean, they clutch at their pearls. They ask why Trump reacts the way he does. Well, look at their reactions. Just look at their words. The open hostility from day one. Day one. I mean, she didn't plan this. This is, according to her own words, this was spontaneous. She just tearing up page after page. What she described as all lies. Her theater and the theatrics of Nancy Pelosi. But what really gets me is in the interview over the weekend with Jonathan Carl, as if it wasn't enough, she walks out the door spewing the same tired, debunked Russia nonsense. She said in the interview over the weekend, with all of you, all roads lead to Putin. All roads lead to Putin. This ridiculous lie has been exposed. It's been investigated, disproven. Really, you could say humiliated, but they have no shame. This has all been played out on the national stage, yet Pelosi still can't let it go because she's a hack. Even on her way out, she repeats a conspiracy theory that poisoned American politics. It divided the country. It was knowingly pushed to damage the duly elected president. And the Democrats and people wonder why Trump has the animosity toward that political party. Just look at what they did. Look at what they said. Look how they acted. Day one. And she's still doing it as she walks out the door. She goes on to say how many things she's proud of, but most being the Affordable Care Act. Remember that, Jim? Remember? We have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. That is her legacy. That's what she wants her legacy to be. A massive government takeover of health care that Democrats claimed would fix everything. And yet here we are, more than a decade later, with the health care still a mess, costs still climbing. So yes, Nancy Pelosi, she will go down in history. No doubt. But not the way she thinks. Not as a principled leader like she wants you to remember her. But really, she will go down as a bitter partisan who lowered the bar, normalized disrespect in that regard. Because, I mean, have you ever seen anybody rip up the president's speech as soon as he finishes in the middle? Well, right at the end of the State of the Union. I mean, and then ends her last interview as a member of Congress, she pushes this false, divisive narrative, really, helping to continue to divide, all for political gain. That is Nancy Pelosi's legacy. That is the legacy of Baltimore's own Nancy Pelosi. And then Michael emails in, that was as spontaneous as her stock purchases. Well said, Michael. Well said. So we have Pelosi representing the failures of Congress. But on a positive, I want to highlight how much the border stats have improved. This is what leadership is all about. This is what happens when you have a commander-in-chief whose top priority, he's proven this time and time again, the top priority is public safety, our national safety. And President Trump, when it comes to the border and illegal immigration, has slowed the flow of illegals in 2025 this past year. The Trump administration has reported significant, I mean, we've never seen anything like this, the developments in border security, immigration enforcement. We have historic low illegal, or historic lows when it comes to illegal crossings, and a large scale increase in removals. Many cases, these are violent, drug dealing, thug criminals. They should have never been here in the first place. Plummeting crossings. I mean, illegal border crossings reached historic lows in 2025, where they fell to the lowest level ever recorded, an approximate 94% drop from the previous year. That's almost virtually eliminated. How in 1 year can you make the difference like that? 94%. The only reason is because the Biden administration, not only did they not give a damn about the border and our national security, but they purposely flooded the nation with third world illegal aliens. The worst president in the history of our country, Joe Biden, and the Democrats allowed it. But we will have a lot more on this when I return. You are listening. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasik and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Nina Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we did recover pretty nicely there on the Bay Bridge. There was debris on the roadway there temporarily, created a little bit of a backup. Now it's pretty much gone westbound from Route 8 over towards the area around Sandy Point and then eventually over towards I-97. No problems at all. Still a very good trip between the two beltways on 95 on the Parkway Route 29. Capitol Beltway checks in Montgomery County and in Prince George's County with all the lanes open. 695 looked good. Off and on, we've had a few brake lights just around the ramp area from I-70 down to Route 40, and the JFX is clear from Ruxton Road all the way through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, our Fox Baltimore weather forecast mild to start with a few showers today with temps in the 50s, getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So before we went to break there, I was discussing these historic improvements at the border thanks to the President Trump and his administration, where I highlighted the point, a 94% drop from the previous year. So think about that. By June, the daily encounters hit a single-day record low of just 137. I would like that to be zero, but here's the point I was making before the break is you have a situation where the new administration, the new president, came in here, and within a year, it's not like there was a magic formula here. It was very simple. As the president mentioned in one of his speeches, it turns out all you need is a new president. All you really needed was somebody that actually had border security and national security as a priority. It's no different than in Annapolis in Maryland, in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, if you have leaders who prioritize public safety over crime, over criminals, the best interests of our communities and Marylanders over the best interests of illegal aliens. This is what happens in the national level. The administration, the Trump administration, it says that the border encounters have plunged from 93% to 95% year over year, with the gotaways also down by roughly 90% to 95%. So they are catching almost everybody that comes in illegally. They're ending the catch and release. For several consecutive months in 2025, the U.S. Border Patrol reported releasing zero illegal immigrants into the country's interior. The deportation volume as of December 2025, the administration reports that approximately 2.5 million illegal aliens have left the United States. And think about that for a second. 2.5 million illegal aliens in just 1 year. 605,000 were formal deportations or removals, and 1.9 million were estimated self-deportations, where individuals chose to leave voluntarily due to increased enforcement pressure. So that is such an important point to highlight, because what we've had in this country for decades now, as a result of failed policies at the state and federal level, where politicians have continued, and it happens every session in the Maryland legislature. I guarantee, actually, it's one of the priorities this session, where they're trying to get rid of any 287G cooperation with our sheriffs. What's happened in our federal and state governments, especially in Maryland, is the incentivizing of illegal aliens to come into our country, come into our states. When you incentivize for decades, what we get is a flood, an invasion of people that should have never been here with the first place. They disrespect our laws. They do not follow the process. We have no idea who the hell these people are. And when you cut off the head of the snake and you disincentivize, you give illegal aliens no reason to be here without following our rules and our laws. And in many cases, they'll voluntarily leave. It's really not that difficult. It just took somebody willing to withstand the heat from the fake news, somebody to withstand the heat from the Democrat Party, the liberal elites, What we have as a result of somebody standing up and empowering ICE is the interior arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement surged significantly, with daily arrest averages more than doubling compared to the previous year. The targeting of criminals operations such as Operation Tidal Wave focused on arresting and removing members of transnational gangs like Trendy Aragua and MS-13. Why the hell have we allowed our nation and parts of our nation to be taken over, invaded by vicious gangsters like Trendy Aragua and MS-13? How have we allowed that over the last 30 or 40 years to happen? I mean, it does. We don't have to live like this, ladies and gentlemen. We do not. I mean, the war on drugs, how long has that been going on? And then we have a president that goes after drug cartels, in some cases killing them, and all we get is complaints. You want to end the war on drugs? Get rid of the drug terrorists. Border wall construction resumed immediately in early 2025. That's common sense policy. Where the hell has Congress been for decades on building a wall and securing the border? The administration awarded billions in new contracts through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to seal gaps in the wall. I mean, this is a nation that has a multi-trillion dollar GDP, and yet for years, including Trump's first term, remember, they complained about a few billion dollars for border security. Trillions in GDP, trillions in the budget, and the Democrats complained about a few billion for building a wall. Policy reinstatements: Trump reestablished the Remain in Mexico policy, terminated the CBP One app, which previously allowed migrants to schedule appointments. I still have more on this and more to come on Maryland and Democrats and Governor Moore. A big rift there. So now let's check in with our local and national news.
Good morning. I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police have arrested two suspects after a shots fired incident in Northeast Baltimore. Police responded to the 6,000 block of Bel Air Road shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday after two women reported someone fired guns at them. The victims were not injured. Police arrested a 42-year-old man and a 37-year-old woman in the area. Both of them allegedly had handguns. Police are investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore's Gay Street neighborhood on Friday night that left one man dead and another critically injured. They were called to the scene on East Madison shortly before 9 o'clock. Police found two men, a 57-year-old and a 34-year-old, suffering from gunshot wounds. The older man died at a hospital. The second man is in stable but critical condition. A Hagerstown man sentenced to 100 years in prison for a 2023 shooting that killed a man and seriously injured a woman. Brian Christopher Francis was convicted by a jury earlier this month, and the judge gave him credit for the 727 days he served behind bars before the trial. A new law mandates domestic violence awareness training for cosmetologists, barbers, and nail technicians. The hour-long course includes guidance on recognizing the signs of domestic violence and strategies for conversations with possible victims. That law goes into effect January 1st. And a U.S. Park police officer is out of the hospital after being injured in a crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Investigators say the officer was investigating a broken-down car on a ramp when he was hit by another vehicle early Saturday morning. The officer was flown to the hospital, but his injuries were not considered life-threatening. The driver of the broken-down car and the driver who hit the officer are both facing impaired driving charges. Well, coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Bible places a strong emphasis on the sanctity of life. The Sixth Commandment says, "Thou shalt not kill." As society rejects biblical values, it shifts from a culture which defends life into one which devalues and destroys life. The National Institute of Health reported a 30% increase in the rate of suicide in the U.S. since the beginning of this century. Taking one's own life is murder, thus violating the Sixth Commandment. Physician-assisted death, or PAD, and euthanasia euthanasia are spreading in America. Abortions have surpassed 65 million. Jesus said the thief comes not but to steal and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus gives life while Satan destroys it. Christians need to be encouraged to stand for the biblical position on suicide, PAD, euthanasia, and abortion while ministering grace to those who have been harmed by the culture of death. And while you're at it, support political candidates and laws which oppose these forms of murder. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 866, and the pick 4 was 0649. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Some areas still getting some light rain, especially across the northern tier of the counties in Hartford, Cecil, and over into the air around Carroll County, up around the state line. Very light rain there, more of a steady rain out in the western part of the state. We're looking at you live, and all is well. The lanes are open. The pace is good. We're clear right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, the Ravens' win Saturday night in Green Bay was an offensive masterpiece, no doubt, headlined by Derrick Henry. But concerns linger about a Ravens defense that allowed Packers receivers to run free all night. Malik Willis torching Baltimore's defense with chunk plays. Comments from head coach John Harbaugh in the postgame.
I thought the defense did a good job of kind of picking themselves up off the mat. You know, I mean, those just too many big plays in the passing game. Just crazy, you know, how did this happen kind of plays. We were a little on our heels. We were a little discombobulated there, and it was shocking.
And the Ravens defense will face a depleted Steelers attack next week for the AFC North title. No DK Metcalf. He was suspended for that fan altercation in the Lions game. Wide receiver Calvin Austin has a hamstring injury. He didn't play against Cleveland. Darnell Washington, the big tight end, broke an arm against the Browns. He may not play. And then, of course, on the defensive side, pass rusher TJ Watt, with a collapsed lung, did not play against the Browns, will likely not play unless he can be a full practice, full go all week, according to Mike Tomlin, against the Ravens. College basketball yesterday in College Park. The Terps were back in action, taking on Old Dominion, or should I say taking it to Old Dominion.
37 seconds off the screen. Watts hits another one. First start tonight. He's got 17.
Chris Vosters had the call on BTN. Isaiah Watts marked the name. 6'3 junior from Seattle, Washington. 17 points in 28 minutes, including 4 3-pointers, as the Terps scored the game's first 17 points and never looked back. 73-58 was the final. Big Ten conference play begins in earnest on Friday night. The Terps hosting the Oregon Ducks. Meanwhile, huge win for the Caps on Saturday night in New Jersey, trailing the Devils 3-2 midway through the third.
Off the feed, Sandin right at the gut, back to Ovechkin. He scores! It's 3-all!
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. The goal by Ovechkin was his 15th of the year and breaks a 9-game goalless streak. And the Caps would go on for a 4-3 overtime win over the Devils. They'll go for 2 in a row tonight in Sunrise, Florida, against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers. Baseball news, the Brewers coming back with Zach Eflin on a 1-year, $10 million deal. Comments from Eflin back in August when his season was cut short due to lower back surgery.
I didn't necessarily feel good at times when I through, but I also didn't pitch well at the same time, so I feel like I owed this team a lot more than I gave them. But at the end of the day, I gotta take care of my back. I gotta get something done. I gotta get it healthy again and show up next year ready to go.
So hopefully with a healthy back, Zach Eflin is back. 1 year, $10 million in the Orioles rotation. The time now is 7:37. When we return, complaining about officials isn't only a Baltimore thing.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
specific.
Nino, I'm going to read you a post on Instagram from a Steelers fan after the Steelers lost to the Browns yesterday, 13-6. Quote, clear as day, the NFL wanted their big money matchup between Pittsburgh and Baltimore with the division on the line. Phantom OPI penalties, meaning offensive pass interference, as well as made-up false start and roughing the passer penalties today in Cleveland, and a missed call on an obvious pass interference on the Browns' fourth and goal. The Steelers' offense played awful today, but the NFL, clear as day, wanted the winner-take-all matchup for Week 18, and the officiating bias could not be more blatant. How many times have you heard that here in Baltimore?
We've heard that a lot, but I will say we're watching. My mom was screaming at the TV. I don't know what it was, Christmas Day or day after, whatever were playing.
Every game.
L.A. maybe, and it came down to a pass interference call that they make sometimes. Sometimes they don't, right at the death of the game. It's like, come on, let a little bit. That's the one rule about soccer that's great is they let it. It's called the advantage.
Right.
You know, they just kind of make a call where they let it play at the
That's an interesting point you make. In soccer, they only call the foul or the penalty, whatever it was, if it clearly affects the play.
Yep.
That's not what they do in football. Yep. In football, you can have the play go to the left side of the field and all the way on the right side of the field where nothing was going to happen, defensive holding, a 5-yard penalty, automatic first down. And when that happens on third down and fourth down and your defense is about to get off the field and you see a penalty called 50 yards away, you're like, what the heck? Like, the too many penalties in the NFL. That is what's killing the NFL. Too many penalties.
Yep, I agree, especially at the end of this game, which is ended up being the deciding factor when a team just battled back until the very end, and then all of a sudden, boom, a penalty at the end kills them.
It's going to be the death of the football fan, I'll tell you. But anyway, regardless, the Ravens are in the hunt.
Playoff football this weekend.
And that's the bottom line.
Yep. Thank you, Gary. All right, so we are back talking a little bit about, before I get that, we do have Choose Your Fake News coming up, 7:45, I believe, right, Michelle? 7:45, Choose Your Fake News. So 410-922-6680 is the number if you want to play, win one of our prizes. I'm not quite sure what the prize is today, but yes, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, that's actually a pretty difficult one. I picked the stories out myself this morning, 410-922-6680 if you want to play. Again, Choose Your Fake News. So before, I was talking a little bit about immigration and how the numbers and everything under President Trump has just improved. I mean, significantly is an understatement, but I'll get back into some of the details here where the military involvement, there's actually over 4,000 active duty troops. They were deployed to assist the Border Patrol with surveillance and barrier construction. I mean, that's a simple, common sense policy. Use some of our military rather than send them off to foreign wars to defend and protect our homeland in a situation like this. The Laken Riley Act was signed into law in January 2025, requiring the detention of illegal aliens charged with theft or violent crime. Mexico and Canada, thanks to President Trump putting pressure on them following the imposition of the tariffs, both neighbors increased enforcement. Mexico deployed 10,000 troops to its borders and agreed to house asylum seekers awaiting U.S. court dates. You have fentanyl trafficking at the southern border was reportedly cut by more than half compared to 2024, with the Coast Guard seizing record amounts of cocaine. I mean, think about that. Fentanyl has killed, I mean, hundreds of thousands of Americans over the years due to this horrible, evil drug. Innocent people that one way or the other got hooked on these drugs, and we spend a fortune, and in some ways, you know, obviously we want to help these people, but the cost is immense for not only the loss of life, but what taxpayers have to put forth to pay for rehab and addiction treatment. And we could eliminate and cut the head of this snake's problem, right, and eliminate this problem, or at least minimize it significantly by actually applying real pressure on these drug traffickers, actual real criminal prosecution for these drug dealers that are here. And that's what President Trump has tried to do. I mean, America's borders are getting safer every single day. So you're listening to WCBM 680. I am Nino Mangione, your host, filling in for Casey and Company. We're about to check in with Chuck Whitaker with our traffic and weather, and then we'll go get to choose your fake news. Barbara awaits our contestant. Chuck, what do we have?
We have a report brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and an incident now. I think this might be a wreck. It looks like a wreck anyway. It could be a broken down vehicle eastbound right before Sandy Point at the Bay Bridge. And there is a truck there with the arrow board out. And there's a police car after that. They're on the left-hand side. Traffic is getting by to the right. So it's going to be just a tad slow as you're heading east over to the main span. You'll see the overhead arrows. They still have the straight through lanes open. Not a big deal, but I want to give you the heads up if you're coming east of Whitehall Road and then through that area. Everybody else is doing okay. Some light showers in the area. Still getting some rain out in the western part of the state. The next Baltimore Blast home game is this Sunday at 3 p.m. against Utica City. Tickets are available for Towson University at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. And Happy New Year from your Baltimore Blast. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox Baltimore weather update. Mild to start with a few showers with temperatures in the 50s, getting windier and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. Barbara, welcome to our show. We're going to play Choose Your Shocking News. Do we have the theme song?
We do not.
We do not.
We haven't had it for some time, and I really miss it.
Or did I say shocking? I meant to say fake. Fake. Yes, there we go.
Sorry, you want me to whistle the tune?
There, Chuck, yes.
That's it. That's all I got.
Choose your fake. I'm used to it. Gosh, I've been here almost as long as you, Chuck.
Oh, you got to be kidding. I was here right after Abraham Lincoln. What are you talking about?
Well, Chuck, we have Barbara playing online today. Barbara, would you like to go first, second, or last?
Last.
It's a little hard to hear, Barbara.
She said last.
Barbara, are you there?
Last.
All right, great.
Here.
Michelle, are you playing as well?
I am.
All right, Chuck, here we go. Barbara, Michelle, Chuck, myself. We are starting off story number one. Susie Lopez. She holds her baby boy on her lap and marvels at the remarkable way he came into the world. Before little Rue was born, he developed outside his mom's womb, hidden by a basketball-sized ovarian cyst, a dangerous situation so rare that his doctors plan to write about the case for a medical journal. Just 1 in 30,000 pregnancies occur in the abdomen instead of the uterus, and those that make it to full term are, quote, essentially unheard of. Far, far less than 1 in a million, said Dr. John Ozimek. Story number two. Those who argue that the U.S. penny has no value, well, some coin collectors beg to differ. In fact, they doled out millions for the final pennies circulated in the U.S. before the government ended the cents production back in November. The U.S. Mint sold 232 3-cent sets for a whopping sum of $16.76 million at an auction last Thursday, hosted by Stax Bowers Galleries. Finally, story number three. The International Tennis Integrity Agency said Thursday, French tennis player Quentin Fillon has been suspended for 20 years and fined $5 million for match fixing. Says the ITIA, said Fillon has been ordered to repay corrupt payments totaling more than $1 million for committing 27 breaches of the tennis anti-corruption program. So, is it story number one about the abnormal pregnancy? Story number two about just how much money pennies are really worth? Or story number three about the corrupt tennis player paying millions? All right, so Michelle, we'll start with you.
Well, I think I'm going to go with number two. I don't know why. They are hard today.
Number two, and I think it was hard to hear, but did Barbara say she wanted to go second?
Last.
Last. Okay. So, Chuck, go ahead.
All right. So, number one was like me. When I was born, the doctor said, he's one in a million. Look how that turned out.
That is true.
The last one, the guy had a big racket going there. So I'm just trying to show some humor in here. I'll go with two.
All right. Number two for Chuck. And I am exempt, and we will go with, go ahead, Barbara. What is your take here?
I'm going with the shortest one, number three.
So, number one, believe it or not, Chuck, you're not the only one in the million. That is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is actually a true story as well. Job well done. Barbara, you know why it is fake? Because the fine I threw in, I changed a little bit here. The $5 million fine, a little bit of excessive. The fine was only for $70,000 for the max fiction. So $70,000, not $5 million. Story number three is, in fact, our fake news story of the day.
Barbara, you did all right.
Yeah.
So hold on, Barbara. We'll have a prize for you. I'm not quite sure what it was, but we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you playing. Better luck tomorrow, Chuck and Michelle.
All right.
So, all right. Thanks again, Barbara. Where are we here? We have just a minute or two just before we take a quick break. I'm going to tease this story out of Maryland. I always like to on my local podcast. I have a little fun when I record the podcast that plays, I think now Saturday afternoons, but usually Sunday nights. And I try to touch on local stories mainly as a delegate or a member of the House of Delegates, of course, running Nina Mangione here, running for the Baltimore County Council. I always like to highlight the stories that happen both throughout Baltimore County and, you know, particularly throughout the state of Maryland. And here's one I'm going to really dive into if I have enough time when we get back from the break, but start the hour with as well, the 8 o'clock hour. The Baltimore Sun is headlining the growing tension between the Maryland Democrat lawmakers, the far-left Democrat supermajority, and the far-left Democrat governor, Governor Wes Moore. This was a fascinating story, really, to me, as a member of the House, revealing how their relationship is now strained just ahead of the legislative session coming up. I think you're going to want to hear this story. This is Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We'll be back in just a moment.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Casey and Company here on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. I am Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Most of this week, I'll be off New Year's Day. I just talked about a little here, this Baltimore Sun headline, examining the growing tensions between the radicals in the supermajority, Governor Moore, the strained relationship ahead of this coming session, which the second week of January, a critical time it comes as lawmakers face a major challenge, including the closing the projected $1.4 billion budget deficit, lowering energy costs. This, again, was in the Baltimore Sun. Several Democrat members of the Maryland House and Senate told the Sun that their relationship, their relationship with Moore has deteriorated. They say the governor has sometimes been uncooperative, dismissive, of legislative priorities or insufficiently engaged in building personal and political relationships necessary to advance a shared agenda. Matter of fact, Delegate C.T. Wilson, chair of the Economic Matters Committee, described the situation as the end of Governor Moore's honeymoon period. He's arguing that the governor has not invested enough time in the relationship building and the politicking expected in Annapolis, where many lawmakers, he basically points out, have strong ambitions themselves. They envision themselves as governor or congressman. Says the conflict reached a peak in December when the General Assembly overrode 19 of 29 bills that Governor Moore vetoed during the 2025 session, which is a very unusually high number. And these vetoes included the legislation, of course, related to reparations for slavery. More on this story and my take as a delegate from the inside. When we come back, well, let's check in with traffic and weather. Chuck, go ahead.
All right, that incident that was at the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point has cleared now. It was in the left-hand lane. It was a very minor accident there. Very quickly cleared, and we're back to normal already. We're looking at the traffic westbound now from Stevensville, getting on to the main span. No issues there. It's clear. Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and even the normal morning backup not there. It'll come back next week, but right now we're clear on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And the weather, Fox Baltimore Weather Report here, mild to start. A few showers, temperatures in the 50s, then getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So bundle up tomorrow. It's expected to get a lot colder. So we have here this situation with the Democrats and Governor Moore at odds with each other. The honeymoon is apparently over. Well, his term, if we had a more, I guess you could say, sensible electorate. Jeez, my mouth is, I'm losing it here. But the electorate really needs to make a much far better decision than continuing with four more years of Governor Moore. But the conflict, again, reached a peak here. The veto overrides included the reparations for slavery. What a terrible decision by the Maryland General Assembly. I'm sorry. I mean, just absolutely terrible. The governor did the right thing by vetoing this horrible bill. For whatever reason, we could argue and discuss the reasons all day long, whether for his own political ambitions, why he did it. The fact is, he did do the right thing. It was a terrible bill. But it's such a priority to the Democrats, the new speaker, that they came in a special session and decided to override his veto. A state that has no money is yet going to spend money, study reparations that really might just be a blank check for the racial handouts. But that's another topic of discussion. They overrode a climate study, data center impact study. Some lawmakers viewed the vetoes as punitive. Let's see, they say a sensitivity lingering from years under former Republican Governor Larry Hogan. While Moore has the constitutional authority to veto the bills, some legislators, I mean, that's not some legislators, it's Democrats, they took actions personally, which is deepening resentment. Additional tensions emerged over Moore's push for congressional redistricting. Senate President Bill Ferguson accused Moore and his redistricting commission of acting prematurely, and some Democrats felt the governor prioritized national Democrat interests over Maryland voters by seeking to eliminate the state's only Republican congressional seat. I agree with them on that. Governor Moore, for his part, insists he respects the legislature but criticized it as being too slow-moving. He described himself as a leader focused on urgent action and said Maryland must move forward, quote, move from no and slow and to yes and now. His office maintains that he has had candid discussions with lawmakers and remains confident that the upcoming session will be productive. Well, all right, so where do we start with this? I am not in any way a fan of the Moore administration and what they're doing. I think his administration has been a failure, plain and simple. But what we're seeing right now, really, this is exactly what happens when you give Democrats a supermajority, a far-left Democrat supermajority. When you give them total control, they, in many ways, have all the power. They can steamroll Republicans whenever they want. We all are aware of that, sure. I mean, we wish Republicans, and we think at times Republicans could do more, or we wish maybe make more of a fight. I understand people make that claim, but it just is what it is. The Democrats can steamroll the Republicans, and here they are, in some ways, steamrolling. They're turning around and steamrolling their own liberal governor, and then they're complaining about their own governor. And I am not here to give Wes Moore a free pass from the Democrat supermajority, not even close. But in his defense, and it's very little defense, he is dealing with what might be, I'd say, the most radical legislature in America, right up there with California. And for as liberal and politically ambitious as Wes Moore is, and which it is very ambitious and very liberal, it's still not extreme enough for the Democrat power brokers in Annapolis. And that should tell you something. So yes, I do blame Wes Moore and his administration. But let's give credit where it is also due. The Democrat supermajority and Wes Moore together own the mess that Maryland is in. They own every bad statistic, every policy failure, every consequence that Marylanders are living with right now. That is on them. Because policy matters. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, policy and leadership all matter. The lack of foresight that the General Assembly has put this state in, or the lack of foresight that has led to real consequences that now the state faces. So yes, I mean, Governor Moore, his national political ambitions, they have put him at odds with the Maryland Democrats. Yes, he has proven to be Maryland's least effective and highest taxing governor, probably ever. Well, definitely ever. I mean, he signed into law the largest tax increase. Governor Moore's administration has been a failure, but I am going to highlight when we return how he is not alone. The supermajority has played a major role, the Democrat supermajority, but how these failures have decreased the quality of life for every Marylander, and how, just exactly how much of an impact these failures have had on our state. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Yesterday, it was Ukrainian President Zelensky. Today, President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. The two leaders will discuss implementation of the more complicated second phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. President Trump, alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, says he thinks a deal to end the war in Ukraine is within reach.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had sometimes when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. But I think they both want to see it happen.
Earlier, Mr. Trump had what he describes as an excellent 2.5-hour phone call with Russian President Putin. Mr. Trump insists that Putin wants peace even as Russia launches fresh attacks on Ukraine. Israeli intelligence has reportedly wormed its way into the ranks of one of Israel's major terrorist foes.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Winter is making its presence felt in a big way from the northern Great Plains to the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and soon the Northeast. A powerful winter storm is packing fierce winds, heavy snow, and frigid temperatures. Tens of millions of Americans are under various kinds of winter weather advisories, watches, or warnings. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 65 points, NASDAQ futures off 118. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Well, good morning. It's 8:03 Turkey with traffic here and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at you live here at Camden Yards, 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Very quiet, as you might expect. Going to be quiet pretty much all week long. The only concern is we've had a little bit of rain going through. Some of the roadways are a little bit damp, but not a big deal right now. There's a more steady rain, lighter rain out in the western part of the state. So if you're traveling there across I-70 out to Interstate 81, you'll have some rain there. But looked up to the north on 83 at the state line, no problems. 95 is clear at the Tidings Bridge and eventually up towards the Delaware line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown and a coalition of attorneys general have secured a court order blocking the Trump administration from imposing illegal terms on FEMA grants. The coalition filed the lawsuit against the federal government in November, claiming it was unlawfully interfering with promised grants for emergency management, disaster relief, and homeland security. Brown says the lawsuit stopped the Trump administration from blocking Maryland and other states' access to critical emergency funding. A wind advisory posted for Baltimore and the surrounding area through 1 a.m. Tuesday. Those gusty winds could down some tree limbs and cause power outages, and residents should secure loose outdoor items. Baltimore police are investigating a weekend murder in Federal Hill. Officers called to a parking lot in the 100 block of Cross Street just before 2 a.m. Sunday, where they found an unresponsive person on the ground. The victim suffered an apparent gunshot wound to the upper body, and medics pronounced him dead at the scene. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Imagine actually feeling very bright and healthy this holiday season. Right now, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements. You can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. Customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, and advanced probiotic blends with natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this holiday season.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Front End and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Prayers answered yesterday in Cleveland, Ohio.
Take a deep breath, Baltimore. Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun. Looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS that Cleveland defense holding Pittsburgh to just 3-for-18 on possession downs on their way to an improbable 13-6 win over the Steelers, setting up a Sunday night Ravens-Steelers showdown in Pittsburgh for the division title and a first-round home playoff game. Now, for the Ravens, it was 36 carries for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns. Those were the numbers that Derrick Henry put up Saturday night, keeping the Ravens' playoff hopes alive. Drawing this comment from John Harbaugh after the game.
It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. It was hard, downhill running. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends.
And so Derrick Henry did exactly that.
They've been locked in, man. And I'm proud of those guys, man, because they just come out and can continue to work, continue to trust and believe in each other. And you know, I let them know that I trust and believe in them, and let's go get the job done. And that's what they did today.
Baseball news, O's bringing back right-hander Zach Eflin for 2026. This was Eflin last August with his season-ending and back surgery looming, asked point blank.
Do you see the Orioles as a possible place to play in 2026?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this clubhouse. I've told pretty much everybody that we've had a conversation about that. I've told him I love this place. I'd love to be here.
Ask and ye shall receive, 1 year, $10 million mutual option for 2027. Coming up in 30 minutes, a blast from our football past. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I am your host, Nino Mangione. I am filling in for Sean pretty much the rest of the week. I'll be off New Year's Day. I appreciate you being here with us this morning. 410-922-6680 is our call-in number. I'm about to get to this story about Governor Wes Moore and the Maryland Democrats and just a list of failures from our state elected officials. And the Democrat Party's in the supermajority, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that's the case. I wish it wasn't. But because that is the case, they are solely to blame for the list that I'm about to read to you in just a moment. But coming up later in the show, I am going to break down this viral video, this case in Minneapolis, or I should say in Minnesota, I'm sorry. But I have, wait until you hear this audio clip from the mayor of Minneapolis. You're not going to believe it. But I'm going to break down the story of the potential or the alleged fraud in the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. Actually, it looks like it goes in perhaps even into the billions of this fraud taking place with these daycare centers, mostly in the Somali community. Yeah, if you have not seen this, you're obviously not on social media because it's gone so viral. I believe Nick Shirley, the YouTube journalist, over 100 million views. Yes, more on that story and others for the rest of this hour as we close out the show. But let's get back to Governor Wes Moore here. Yes, proven to be, I would say, Maryland's least effective, but yet highest taxing governor ever. And his administration has been a failure, but the highlights are not his alone here. Or I should say the lowlights are not his alone at all. The Democrat supermajority have played a massive role here with budget deficits and tax hikes. So many critics, including the local economist Arnaban Basu, Many in the business community, they blame Governor Moore's overspending for turning, remember this, yes, a state surplus into the $3 billion budget deficit this past session, which led to the $1.6 billion package of tax and fee increases, some of which target high earners and tech services and others. And that's a historic tax package for all, the wrong reasons, because the General Assembly, when they enacted that $1.6 billion package of tax and fees, it was the largest tax increase in the state's history. Then you look at our competitiveness business groups. If you look at the Maryland Chamber of Commerce, they argued that these new taxes that the Democrat supermajority and Governor Moore put forth, when data and IT services and capital gains with the 2% surcharge for high earners, well, they make the case, and rightfully so, it would deter investment and cause businesses to relocate. Then there's local officials who criticize Governor Moore, where in the 2026 fiscal year budget, it shifted over $144 million in state expenses to county governments, forcing the local leaders to either cut services or raise their own taxes. And the Democrats counted that as a cut. They criticized the Trump administration for doing very similar maneuvers here, where they make the states pay more of the share. Here they call it a cut, but they just pass the buck to the counties. Wait till you hear more from this list in just a moment. For now, let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and weather and traffic.
On the eastern shore at Church Hill, there is a new wreck there. It's on 301. Apparently northbound is the word we're getting right now at Robert Station Road. That's also Maryland State Road 19. Just happened right before 8 o'clock. So it's blocking the right lane. I'm just looking at some of the data. It's a little bit slow right there at the scene. So northbound from Queenstown on 301, you'll get some impact. Not much of a backup southbound through there. Still clear, wide open right now at the Bay Bridge. And we're good southbound where most of the traffic is at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, can you hear when I talk back to Michelle? I'm not sure.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
When I talk back to Michelle when you're in your report, can you hear? I'm curious.
No.
Okay, good. Then I'll keep doing it. I didn't want to distract you, although I couldn't tell because you're a seasoned professional, so I wasn't quite sure.
Right.
Seasoned indeed. Well, thank you, Chuck, for the traffic and the weather. Mild to start with a few showers with temps in the 50s, getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So before I get back to this list, and you're going to want to hear this list, we actually have a segment here on America 250 celebrating the coming 250th birthday of the United States. Let's play the theme song, Michelle. That, of course, not just any theme song. I was not aware that our national anthem, the theme song for this segment and from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner right here, Fort McHenry in Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. So a couple key dates here highlighting America's 250. December 29th, 1845, Texas became the 28th state in the Union, expanding opportunities, settlement, and culture in the United States. December 29th, 1950. 1959, Alaska was officially admitted as the 49th U.S. state. This expanded the nation's territory, brought new economic opportunities, and highlighted the idea that even remote regions could be integral parts of the United States. December 29th, 1851, the first YMCA opened at Old South Church in Boston, beginning a movement that would grow into a nationwide network focused on community support, healthy living, and youth development. And finally, two more here, I'm sorry. USS Constitution victory in War of 1812. The USS Constitution, nicknamed Old Ironside, secured a decisive victory over the British frigate HMS Java off Brazil on December 29th, 1812, boosting American naval prestige during the War of 1812. And finally, one more here. December 29th, 1875, the inaugural Kentucky Derby was officially announced, and preparations were underway for the first race at Churchill Downs, which the event went on to become America's longest-running horse race and a major cultural tradition symbolizing sportsmanship, community, really just America's best there with pageantry. That all today as we look at a date in history for America's 250, celebrating the 250th birthday next Independence Day. Happy soon-to-be 250 to the United States. So, returning back to my headline here, or my highlights, I should say, the lowlights, is back in May of 2025, Moody's downgraded Maryland's first, this is the first time ever, the bond rating for AAA, citing economic and financial underperformance. Our AAA bond rating, and this dealt really a lot to do with federal policy shifts as well as the fiscal mismanagement, really is what it is, of this administration and the Democrats. And congratulations. I mean, it's the first time in history that Moody's downgraded our AAA. Golf clap for that, Democrats. As we mentioned, the surplus to deficit, the multi-billion-dollar surplus into a structural deficit that ballooned by $3.3 billion. Audits that have revealed significant financial issues within state agencies, including $3.7 billion in unsupported accruals and $3.5 billion in undocumented federal reimbursements within the Maryland Department of Health. The 2025 audit identified 42 state agencies exempt from standard procurement laws that collectively spent nearly $9 billion with minimum oversight, unauthorized spending, and missing background checks. Leasing transparency, an issue, an audit of state leasing deals raised questions over $400 million in potential mismanagement, poor documentation, and cases where the state paid significantly above market value for office space. We have more here on the mismanagement of this state government, on the mismanagement of the General Assemblies, the mismanagement of this administration. And you're not going to want to miss this list I have from Fox Baltimore reporter Chris Papps, which I'm going to touch on. And by the way, he'll be in with us tomorrow. But more to come. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Kim Klasick Show.
Public schools are not doing their job. They don't care that they aren't doing their job because they've been receiving the funding. I just can't imagine the teachers union, who's in charge of the blueprint and everything else that goes on with the public school. I can't imagine that they're going to look at charter schools that are actually doing a decent job and say, you know what, we're going to give them more money. Take some of our budget and we're going to put it into the charter school aspect. It's not going
to
happen.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. You're listening to Casey and Company. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Back to the list here. Despite high juvenile crime rates in Baltimore and allegations of staffing shortages and assaults in juvenile detention facilities, many of us argued that Governor Moore was way too slow to order the resignation of, remember, Mr. Secretary Schiraldi, the head of the Department of Juvenile Services. He did a terrible job. Let's see, Moore, as I mentioned earlier, he's now experiencing a rift with some Democrat lawmakers who felt he did not nurture the relationships. Aribon Basu also said the numbers were disappointing from Wes Moore, arguing that despite pro-growth rhetoric, his policies have led to a stagnant private sector and a net gain of only 400 jobs in the first 8 months of 2025. Moore on the blueprint that's bankrupting the state, and Chris Papp's list I'm going to get to in just a moment, but let's check in with Chuck Whitaker, News and Traffic.
All right, everybody's okay on the VW Parkway. Is looking at a what appears to be a police car stopped on the parkway near 198, but well off to the shoulder on the right side beyond the white line. And there's no impact there. We're up around Arundel Mills, down around the ramps at Route 32 on the parkway. All is well. Pretty much everybody still has their low beam headlights on. It's cloudy. It's been a little bit rainy in spots, and they're doing that just because it's still a little bit dark throughout the area. But there are no issues right now. All the major interstates are running with the lanes open. If you have business on the JFX, you're clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Baltimore weather forecast. It's mild to start with a few showers, with temperatures in the 50s, getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the low 30s. So returning back to the list here, I want to highlight the Blueprint for Maryland, another disaster. This one really is thank you to the Maryland Democrat supermajority, more so than it is thank you to Governor Moore. The lawmakers, well, the Republicans have pointed out that the Blueprint education plan, unsustainable. We've known that. We've said it for years. Even Governor Moore acknowledged it would probably crash, and yet the Democrats stiff-armed, like Derrick Henry, the governor. And this whole failed attempt at improving education by just spending billions more we need to pause, reevaluate, but it's not going to happen with the Democrats, unfortunately. There's not a single Marylander who has not been impacted, when you look at it, by the outrageous number of taxes and fee increases since the beginning of Wes Moore's administration. And that's, I mean, that everywhere across the spectrum of nice smiles, soaring rhetoric from the governor, it does not change the fact. Well, it does not change facts or results. And the fact is that Governor Moore is too focused on running for president rather than governing Maryland. And him, but really the Democrat supermajority they've been doing it the entire, now going into the eighth session, they've tried to make Maryland the East Coast version of California. He's trying to do so to impress the national Democrats. The Democrats in Annapolis do it because they're just as radical as the left coast. They've led us down the wrong path. The train is absolutely off the tracks. Chris Pabst, who is a local reporter for Fox Baltimore, and I look forward to having him in. Right now, the plan is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. He has compiled a list. I might have him on the whole hour. We'll see. But he has a list that he put out on a tweet of just some of the lowlights that we'll get into more detail tomorrow. But I want to just read some of those without being repetitive here. There's a projected $1.4 billion shortfall for the coming session, $3 billion budget deficit from 2025, $1.6 billion in tax hikes, the Moody credit downgrade, first time in history I mentioned, increased vehicle emissions and registration fees, state hiring freeze and job cuts, soaring energy prices, what is being discussed now, according to a new study, that's the highest in the United States of America, the highest energy prices. The loss of IonQ's quantum computing hub, the loss of the FBI headquarters, the loss of the Washington Commanders, closure of Six Flags America, new 3% IT service tax. This is my least favorite, the 6% vending machine tax. They're coming after your bag of potato chips and the vending machines, or your peanuts, whatever. I know you're not choosing the healthy option in the vending machine, so here you go. They're coming after your snacks. Sports betting tax increase, cannabis tax increase, car title fee increase, 3.5% car rental tax. Fishing license fee increase from $25.50 to $52. So they doubled the fishing license fee. Boating and title registration fee increases $24 to $70. Speed camera ticket increases. So what is next when they need more money? What are they going to do to keep paying for all of their so-called priorities? What is left to keep increasing? What is left in your pockets for them to grab before finally you say enough is enough? Before some other Marylanders wake up and stop voting these people in? It's amazing. But let's take a quick call. Tim in Willow Springs, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nino. Just didn't know if you were aware about the Maryland State contract and how it's a pre-negotiated no bid for different items that the state uses, i.e. heavy equipment, you name it, computers, etc. And at the end of the year, there's a huge feeding frenzy. At the end of the fiscal year, if people haven't spent all the money in their budgets, they use this contract to race through and purchase, and it's, we used to joke about it, that it was a feeding frenzy, and it was, you know, the gold rush for us as vendors. Ehrlich, when he was governor, did not sign the contract. Each individual contract requires the governor's signature, and Ehrlich didn't sign them. So that feeding frenzy was one of the means that he used to balance the budget. And I think more, if he wanted to be very vindictive, he could take a similar action. Your thoughts?
Well, Tim, we're running up on a break. If you can hold on. We'll be back. Nino Mangione, you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Good morning. I'm Julie Ryder. These headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore police investigating a possible hit-and-run crash that sent a man to the hospital over the weekend. Officers were called to the 400 block of Millington Avenue, where they found an unresponsive man nearby on Delaney Street. The 48-year-old was taken to the hospital with injuries to his head and legs. Last word, that victim was in critical condition. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor says detainee George Kenney died Saturday after suffering three cardiac medical emergencies over the last few weeks. Kenney was sent to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. He had been serving time for driving while impaired. Officials say the initial investigation determined Kenney died of natural causes. A Hagerstown man has been sentenced to 100 years in prison for a 2023 shooting that killed a man and seriously injured a woman. Brian Christopher Francis was convicted by a jury earlier this month, and the judge gave him credit for the 727 days he served behind bars before the trial. The shooting on Brinker Drive in Hagerstown claimed the life of Elijah Raphael. Maryland's 6th District Representative has introduced two measures that aim to block the addition of President Trump's name from the Kennedy Center. April McLean Delaney says the Federal Property Integrity Act would prohibit the renaming of any federal building, land, or other asset in honor of a sitting president. And a new law mandates domestic violence awareness training for cosmetologists, barbers, and nail technicians. The hour-long course includes guidance on recognizing the signs of domestic violence and strategies for conversations with possible victims. That law goes into effect January 1st. Police investigating a double shooting in East Baltimore's Gay Street neighborhood on Friday night that left one man dead and another critically injured. Police were called to the scene on East Madison shortly before 9 o'clock, where they found two men suffering from gunshot wounds. One died at a hospital. A second man is in critical condition. Up next, we'll take a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Here's last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 866, and the pick 4 was 0649. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County says they have a new wreck over on the west side. Looks like it's minor, but it's at Dogwood Road at the intersection at Rolling Road. So if you're out getting ready to do some errands this morning, a couple of police cars there with a couple of other vehicles involved. Both the tunnels looking at you live. Everybody's still good to go at that point. 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. No issues, and the lanes are open in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Monday morning. Temperatures are actually going to climb as we go through the morning, tracking a few showers as well with temps in the 50s, and then much colder and windy for the afternoon, even colder on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. And so how did the Ravens spend yesterday from 1 to 4, knowing their season was on the line in Cleveland? Well, John Harbaugh had an idea on what to do in the Ravens locker room, and he spelled it out Saturday night in Green Bay.
What do you think my wife would say if I told her that tomorrow at 1 o'clock at our house, we're going to have a watch party for anybody who wants to come over? Think she'd be okay with that? She's going to have to be, because I just said it right now, right? So that's what we're going to do. Sarah, where you at, Sarah? Sarah Snyder, you got to take, we need food, we need drinks.
No word on if that actually happened yesterday in John Harbaugh's house, but we'll find out this afternoon when Harbaugh takes the mic in Owings Mills. Some key player issues in Pittsburgh contributing to the Ravens opening up as a 4.5-point favorite for Sunday night. DK Metcalf, of course, will be suspended for the game, as he was yesterday in Cleveland. Injuries to fellow wide receiver Calvin Austin, tight end Darnell Washington, and pass rusher T.J. Watt with a collapsed lung will be watched closely this week. And, of course, for Baltimore, the status of Lamar is in question, given less than a 50% chance of playing right now on Sunday night. Elsewhere in the NFL over the weekend, the Patriots are now AFC East champs for the first time since 2019. The Broncos are AFC West champs for the first time since 2015. The Chiefs won't make the playoffs for the first time in 9 years. NBA last night, Celtics forward Jaylen Brown scored 37 points, marking his 9th straight game with at least 30. The only other player to do that in Celtics history is none other than Larry Bird, but it did come in a loss to the Portland Trailblazers. Arena soccer over the weekend, the Blast were back in action with a big 10-7 win over the Wave at the CQ Arena. Happy heavenly birthday today to Ray Nitschke, the Packers Hall of Famer and one of the great linebackers of all time, born on this day in 1936, and on this day day in football history, in Baltimore Colts history. We take you back to the year 1968. Baltimore drilling the Browns 34-0 in the NFL championship game at Cleveland. The Colts went on to play the Jets in Super Bowl III, but of course we won't talk about that. The time now is 8:36. When we return, we will talk about the greatest football game ever played.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
And you know, by this time, you probably know that I do love sports history, and I do love football history, and I do love Baltimore football history. So even though this didn't happen on this day, blank number of years ago, I'm going to talk about it anyway, because it happened yesterday, 67 years ago to the day, December 28th, 1958. It was the greatest game ever played. The Baltimore Colts at the New York Giants for the NFL Football Championship. It was the game literally that launched the NFL into the psyche of this country. And here's how it ended with Alan Ameche.
Blanker to the right. The ends are tight. United takes. He gives to Ameche and the ball game is over. Alan Ameche has scored the touchdown and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world.
Now, you know, neither you nor I were there, okay? We weren't even alive at the time. But there is something about Baltimore sports history and its love for the Colts and its love for football back in the day that it gets passed on from generation to generation. And so even though I'm not from Baltimore and you weren't born in 1958, we all know the history, we all know the story, and we all share in the glory.
Absolutely. I can remember my mom's father. He was a huge Colts fan and used to work for Art Donovan.
Right.
And delivering, I think he owned a liquor store, Art Donovan, or maybe a multiple. And he always talked about those old Colt days, the greatest game ever played, absolutely.
So, yeah, great memories and hopefully more great memories to come this coming weekend.
Playoff football again. Yep, looking forward to it. Thank you, Gary.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. All right, we're back. We were before the break with Tim from Willow Springs. Tim, sorry about the wait there. So just real briefly, tell your point again.
Well, I was a vendor for a John Deere once upon a time. And we had, along with many other large companies, there's state contracts that are pre-negotiated bids for low price on items. And at the end of the fiscal year, when people had money left over in their budget, rather than losing that money from their budgets or putting it back into general funds or wherever it goes, there would create a feeding frenzy where people would spend somewhat recklessly. And when Bob Ehrlich became governor, he didn't sign those contracts. Each individual contract had to be signed by the governor. And he didn't sign them. So rather than everything going to a no bid and just being, you know, it's just a hand in the contract and give us a purchase order, now it would have to go into the procurement process, which would take anywhere from 90 to 45 days. And people didn't have that time to spend their money before the end of the fiscal year. And I believe that that was one of the measures that he used to balance the budget. Because he inherited a pretty ridiculous deficit.
Yes, he did, and that's an interesting point. I mean, I have to do a little more research. I'd hate to just kind of go off the cuff here because I need to do a little homework on it. I mean, obviously, most Maryland state contracts are competitively bid, really to ensure the fairness, obviously. But
what they do is they guarantee the lowest price on the individual contracts. So it's meant to expedite the procurement process. It was meant to expedite the procurement process, but obviously people take advantage of that. And there's a lot of money that people don't spend at the end of the year or going into the end of the fiscal years because the budgets are bloated, period. And then in order to maintain control over the monies, personnel, whatever,
that money gets spent. I mean, it gets spent whether it needs to or not.
Oh, you mean, yes, okay, when you said the people, you mean the state.
The state, yes,
that's exactly right. They I've seen it many of times in my going on eighth year where rather than putting that money back in, and that's the federal government, my God, they do it all the time as well, where there are situations where there's leftover money, and instead mm-hmm. of saving that money, they have to spend that amount, so then in the future year, they can spend more, opposed to actually cutting. I mean, for in Maryland, for example, the state of Maryland should, in order to fix this $1.4 billion structural deficit we have coming next year, or next for the fiscal year, we should be cutting across the board in the state agencies for 3%, 4%, 5%, and that would put an end to what you're talking about, for example, when you have to spend the money, or else, which they just spend the money at the very end, opposed to actually cutting and letting the government keep it, putting it back into the fund, and saving it for other expenses. But Tim, have to move on. Thank you for the call. Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. So I'm going to just kind of start off here, just highlighting, teasing, so to speak, this absolute incredible story out of Minnesota, where this YouTube, Nick Shirley is his name, a 23-year-old independent journalist, dropped a bombshell. His viral video has now received somewhere around 100 million views, and it's exposing what he believes and he's calling a massive state-funded daycare fraud program. Wait until you hear this. Chuck, let's check in. Did you hear this, Chuck?
I saw it.
We're going to break this down as soon as we finish up with weather and travel. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg, and this is going on across the entire country.
The ride through Annapolis still clear. There was a broken down vehicle. It was just on the shoulder right before the main span at the Bay Bridge westbound. He did whatever he had to do. Got picked up there, and he's off again, and all the lanes are open. So really no problems at all on 50 from I-97 across the Bay Bridge at Stevensville, and even the ramp area, which is normally all backed up in the holiday mode still this week. Southbound I-97 is clear at Route 32. Keep in mind, if you're on the west side of Baltimore County about 10 minutes ago had a wreck there at Dogwood Road at Rolling Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's weather from Fox Baltimore Weather Forecast, mild to start with a few showers with temperatures in the 50s, getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in the 30s. So before I continue on here, I got to do the feel-good story of the day, and this one is truly incredible, inspiring. We don't have a theme to this, do we? Let's hear the theme.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Listen to this headline. Family owned. And that's the key here, ladies and gentlemen. Family owned business gifts workers $240 million in bonuses after selling the company. This was reported. Breitbart had this link from somewhere. Employees at the Louisiana factory got, mind you, what a strong family business that must be, because wait till you see how much this sold for. But employees at the Louisiana factory got mind-boggling bonuses after their boss sold the company earlier this year. The former CEO of Fibrebond, Graham Walker, said he would not agree to sell if the buyer, Eaton, failed to earmark a percentage of the proceeds for those workers. And the New York Post reported this. However, Eaton eventually acquired Fibrebond for $1.7 billion, which meant each of Walker's 540 full-time workers who did not own stock got bonuses totaling $240 million. The average payout, $443,000 per worker over 5 years. The story goes on here. Just incredible. Family-owned business willing to give $240 million to its employees. God bless them. And I hope that they find, I think one of them I read, one of the employees was able to start a little craft store and pay off her mortgage. What a bonus. What a story. All right, back to our main story right now, perhaps the main story of the day. And I want to play, before I dive into it anymore here, do a clip, because this fraud stems from the Somali community in Minneapolis. But listen to this clip. I just came across it during the show. It is so, the absolute, pandering in this clip is staggering. Listen to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
While I'm a little bit busy right now, a few months from now, in the next year, I would very much like to visit Somalia. This has been something that I would like to do for quite a long time, but to be there with my friends, to be there together,
we can turn that off. Did you hear that? So Mayor Jacob Frey, the Minneapolis mayor, he is sitting there, and the level of pandering, I mean, I've never seen anything like it, heard anything like it. Think about this. I mean, what armed conflict, terrorism, I mean, widespread criminal activity, a country that's been destabilized for how long? Decade after decade. I mean, terrorists like Al-Shabaab, terrorist groups, I mean, attacks and kidnappings and bombings. Very little law enforcement or any real government infrastructure there. Kidnapping for ransom. Violent crime. Yet apparently, to this mayor, they're all attractions. I guess that's top of his list. Maybe his next vacation spot. I mean, asinine. What an ass, this guy. I'm sorry. He can't sit there and be truthful and somewhat honest. He can't sit there and say, at least if you're going to lie, lie with a little bit of, I guess, integrity and say, listen, we appreciate the Somali community here. And, you know, we hope that America's given you a far better opportunity in life rather than the kidnappings and the terrorism and the destabilized nation. But apparently he wants to go visit. You cannot make this stuff up. That's why, that is exactly why stories like Nick Shirley are happening. Failed political leaders like that who pander and do not care about accountability and the realization of what is actually happening. Where in the viral video, 90 million views. And this, he's not holding back, surely, this young YouTuber. I mean, he's pointing the finger at Governor Tim Walz. We were all shocked. Remember when Kamala Harris picked Tim Walz? We all wondered why. I mean, this governor, the FBI is now investigating what could be the largest fraud scandal in U.S. history. I have a clip that it's better in video, but I'm going to play it in just a moment. And if I had to bet, this clip is the tip of the iceberg. This is what happens when government gets too big, too much money floating around, almost no real oversight, whether it's fraud, waste, abuse. This is what happens. Hardworking Americans get the shaft. These crooks get rich. It's unacceptable. We need full accountability. The FBI needs to prosecute these people to the highest extent of the law. I'll have more on this. Nino Mangione, Casey and Company on WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
The Rob Carson Show.
A, Donald Trump's economy is catching fire. It's going to go through the ceiling next year. B, peace in the Middle East, closed southern border, deportations. Americans love deportations. Crime is way down. Gas is way down. And it's going to go further down. Now, here's the other part of the equation. They're cleaning the voter rolls. All of the tricks that Democrats have relied on in midterms past are going out the window.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Welcome back. Nina Mangione here. Sean Casey and Company. Well, filling in for Casey and Company, but here we are with Chuck and news and weather. Or weather and traffic, I'm sorry.
Well, it all goes together somewhere. You know that. The rain itself, a little bit of light rain, still is just going across the northern tier counties right now. Really nothing. But some of the roadways are still a little bit wet. And just looking here at the traffic on the inner and the outer loop of the VW Parkway, a lot of the cars, a lot of the trucks still have their low beam headlights on. So it looks like it might still be sprinkling in some areas just enough that the drivers have their headlights on as a precaution. Baltimore County was still working on the wreck at Dogwood Road, at Rolling Road. There are really no problems at all on the Beltway, the JFX. All the major interstates are running just fine. We're clear and good to go. Primarily southbound, most of the traffic there at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Fox Baltimore weather forecast is mild to start with a few showers with temperatures in the 50s, getting windy and colder Tuesday with highs in low 30s. So the independent YouTuber Nick Shirley, this young guy, 23 years old, released a 42-minute video alleging widespread child care fraud in Minnesota, claiming that some of these child care centers, and they're all owned and operated by Somalis in the Somali communities, received millions in public funds, while it appears, according to the video evidence, that they're empty or non-operational, and the video quickly went viral, tens of millions of views online, major media outlets largely ignoring. Where is the mainstream media? But let's play the clip of this Minnesota scam, or the scam going on in the state of Minnesota. Nick Shirley, listen here.
I knocked on the door, and to my surprise, somebody actually answered the door.
Hello? Can we speak?
Yeah.
I would like to check a child in the daycare.
Why?
Can I speak to a manager?
Why?
Where can I get paperwork to file for my son? I wanted to put my son Joey in daycare.
And after a few questions, the lady went silent.
Looks like little Joey Shirley ain't going to daycare here.
And now where are we going?
Now we're going to Sweet Angel Child Care.
We're in the middle of a strip mall here inside of this neighborhood.
In fiscal year 2025, this facility, which has its license for 74 kids, was paid $1.26 million in tax money. And there are no kids, and all the facilities are the same way, all of them.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Yeah, let's see.
Once again, I tried to find a spot for my son Joey, and they would not open the door.
I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Because I need a spot to put my son Joey.
Yes.
Is this your daycare center?
No, I work there. What's happening?
Well, I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed. No one's opening the doors.
You work here?
I was, yeah. What's happening?
Where are the kids?
Yeah?
It says it's licensed for 74 children. Right here, state of Minnesota. Where are the kids? They got paid $1.26 million in fiscal year 2025. It says they have a capacity for 74 children.
When?
Where are the kids? Right here. State of Minnesota website. You work here and you don't know?
I don't know. I was there before. I don't know what's going on.
Were there any kids when you worked here?
He's there. Kids there. What's
How
up?
Many?
I don't know. You don't know? Yeah.
You worked here. Okay, well, then you're not of any help.
Can I put my son in a daycare here?
No, I don't know.
Can I speak to someone?
No, I don't know.
No? Yeah, I would like to see if I can put my son Joey here.
Who is your son Joey?
My son Joey. Can I check out daycare center?
I'm going to do my son. No!
Hit him a liar.
I'm the owner.
So, again, it lends itself better for video. However, you get exactly the point what is happening here. These daycare centers run by Somali immigrants in Minnesota are receiving millions of dollars under the guise that they're supplying or providing child care. And there are these dark, dingy, in many cases, locked buildings. I mean, one of them is it says some type of learning center. They don't even spell learning correctly. And again, they're getting millions of dollars, not accounted for. And if I had to bet, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I honestly should have started the show with this. I could probably do an entire hour on this topic. But I emphasize, I mean, this is exactly what happens when government gets too big and the money floats around, no real oversight. And whether it's complete fraud, criminal fraud, and they should, if that is the case, absolutely need to be, well, they should be thrown the hell out of the country if they're immigration, immigrants should be jailed or thrown out, some of these, especially the illegal ones. Whether it's abuse or waste, lack of oversight, I mean, it's a shame. But we need to first find out, is this fraud and who is connected to it? Because I'm tired of seeing hardworking Americans continue to get screwed while crooks like this, in this case Somalis, get rich. It's unacceptable. We need full accountability. I mean, this is so bad. So bad that the FBI, of course, Tim Walz is fighting back on this. I have a clip that I don't have time to play. Just a couple days ago, he was talking about white supremacy and racism. That's why they're targeting the Somali community. Just the typical nonsense. You can't go after waste and fraud and abuse without being racist, according to Tim Walz. But this is such a big story. I mean, Fox News is reporting it. It's made its way. Even the Vice President of the United States commented on it, J.D. Vance. And Cash Patel is now commenting here. And we need action, Director Patel. Fraud. If this is the fraud going on, you and Congress, whoever, needs to go after each and every penny. Prosecute these people. I'll have the FBI updates on this tomorrow. I'll have a whole lot more. You're listening to Casey and Company. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Nino Mangione, your host.
This is the right choice for Maryland.